It's time for Benedictine Raven football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msc.news.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Getting ready for today's Benedictine ball game. We've got head coach Joel Osborne with us. Coach, congratulations. Another nice road win last week.
Well, I appreciate it, Tom. Our kids came out and played pretty well. We did a really good job on defense getting stops. Special teams, there was a huge advantage. And then offensively, we did a good job moving the ball and finishing drives. So it was a fun game, that's for sure.
As the afternoon wore on, we were watching Garrett, and we thought he was having a pretty good game, but it wasn't until afterward when you go back and you look that he had that conference player of the week kind of a game.
Yeah, he did a good job distributing the ball to his teammates and was able to, get some yards on the ground for us in the running game. And, the ability for him to run the ball sets up a lot of other guys to run it, off of our, power read action or zone read stuff. So, he's able to get other guys, some looks in space. You look at some of the stuff we're doing with him and Jay Sean Todd running the ball right now. That really opens up things for our offense.
Well, you mentioned Jay Sean, and he led the team in rushing. He had, a handful of carries, but some big ones. And anytime we've talked about it, anytime you have a skilled athlete, you try to incorporate him into that game plan.
Yeah, the biggest thing is getting him the ball in space. And our guys are doing a good job blocking on the perimeter for him. If you give him a crease, he's going to hit it. So, he had very limited carries, but they were explosive. And so that's the biggest thing, is trying to continue to get him the ball in space, whether that's in the backfield or playing receiver. So, I'm looking forward to the game this Saturday and trying to see what he can do as well.
I keep watching Rayshon. He's kind of the workhorse guy, Mills. He carries the ball a lot. I'm just waiting for that breakout game. Last week, 13 carries, not a ton of yards, but you got to have that guy who gets those reps.
Yeah, the thing is with Rayshon is he's so unselfish. So, his attitude's been tremendous. That's one of the reasons why he got voted team captain. And, he goes from, I think, it being about 30 carries a game last year to 13 was probably a lot for him. Because we're doing a good job of, getting the ball in a lot of different people's hands, and our quarterback's running the ball as well. So, it's hard to get him a lot of carries, but he's doing a good job. And I do think he'll have a breakout game at some point. So, we're looking forward to Rayshon breaking out, and hopefully it's this game.
Other side of the coin, the defense continues to play well. You came within inches of back-to-back shutouts. And, Jalen James, 9 tackles, about ready to move into the number 2 spot in all-time tackles here.
Yeah, our defense did a nice job last week playing assignment football and creating turnovers. They got us some really easy scores offensively, and that's 2 weeks in a row that's happened. So we're hoping that trend continues. Jalen had another nice game. He's really raised his level since we played Peru. So, we're going to need him to play well again, and everybody's going to have to be assignment sound. And, Culver's going to be a different animal. They're going to come in here with big linemen up front and really good skill players and a quarterback that knows how to distribute the ball. So we're going to have to be ready to go on defense.
Yeah, here's the thing. Culver Stockton's coming in, not the Culver Stockton that we're used to seeing, who's kind of struggled. Coach Sally's been there now for, 5-6 years and has got this a system in place, and they bring back just doggone near everybody from last year.
Yeah, they're good. And so if you look at who they've beat, they've beat Evangel. They've beat Central Methodist, who's really good. And then they almost beat Baker. They had them on the ropes. And so, we're going to have to be ready to go. They're sitting at 4-1 right now, and offensively they've scored a lot of points. Defensively, they're very, very athletic, very physical. That we feel like there are some things that we can do to get after them. offensively. So we're going to try to expose some of those things on defense that they do. But we've got to be sound in our protection because their D-line gets after the quarterback. And if you watch the game film last week, Central Methodist quarterback is extremely athletic, and he was able to get out of sacks because of his athleticism. But he was getting pressured and getting hit all day. So, you know, we got to get the ball to Garrett's hand quick. We have to protect him whenever we want to take some time to throw deep routes. And we've got to be able to run the ball to keep those guys off the quarterback and incorporate screens to slow down their pass rush.
They have brought back, we mentioned you talk about all these guys, and some of the guys they brought back who were starters last year have actually been bumped by somebody who has come in and replaced them who are even better. When you say they're 4-1, four-game winning streak, having lost to Baker, I can't remember the last time they were 4-1. I'm thinking like in the middle 70s, 74, 75, something like that.
Yeah, for me, you know, when I just watched the tape, I'm not surprised, you know, but then I talked to everybody else who knows the history. They're shocked. And so I just know what I see on tape. And you see a left tackle who's getting NFL looks. You see a receiver who's phenomenal. You see, you know, defensively, they got guys who rush off the edge. They got some really, really good linebackers in the middle, number five and number four. I think number five is similar to Jalen in terms of how many tackles he's had. He's had almost 330 tackles in his career. So, you know, they're very experienced as well. That's the thing you talked about, bringing everybody back. And those guys, they started with that group about 4 years ago and played them as freshmen and took their lumps. And now those guys are older than everybody, and they're experienced, and they look the part. So, they're not what you would term the Culver Stockton of old, for sure.
Let's talk real briefly also about your JV team. You've been getting the young guys out there, getting them some reps, getting them some PT. Kind of how's it going with them, and when are they coming up next?
It's going great. Those guys have been doing a fantastic job in practice representing our scout team. We're 3-0 on the season for the JV team. We scrimmaged Highland Community College August 29th. And then we played three games so far. So the first game was against Missouri Valley. We won 47-7. The second game was against Baker. We won 28-23. And then just last Sunday we played against Kansas Wesleyan and won 31-12. Our JV kids are doing a great job. And it's a mix of our guys who are older who aren't playing and our true freshmen. And then the thing I've told started to tell people recently is you got 10 freshmen suiting up for varsity. So not all those guys are playing JV. So it's really not even all our young guys. So it's exciting. I think the future is really bright, and we've got to continue to bring in a good class of recruits. We got to stack another really good class on top of this one. But those kids are working hard. We've got two games left. We're playing. We're playing here real quick. We play Ottawa, October 18th here at Larry Wilcox Stadium, and then we play Central Methodist October 24th at St. Pius High School in Kansas City, Missouri. So we got two games left. We're looking forward to those games.
And so fans can come up on the 18th and
watch
them?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your taking some time. Best of luck here on Family Weekend, and go get them.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now. The Amberwell Health pregame show continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Keys to the game right after this.
The Fall Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
As we get set for Raven football this afternoon, it is now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. And for me, it's all about the defense today. Culver Stockton comes into this game as the highest scoring offense in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, scoring over 42 points a game. For Benedictine, they're going to have to slow down Culver Stockton, get after the quarterback today, and not give up the big play. So again, your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill key to the game. step it up on defense, keep Culver Stockton under 30 points. Kickoff coming up here shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Where we're getting set for college football this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedictine Ravens play host to the Culver Stockton Wildcats. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph, our producer and our engineer, in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. And Gus, what a perfect day for football. What a tremendous crowd. And what an important game. For really both of these teams, but probably particularly for the Ravens here this afternoon.
Yeah, you talk about two teams coming into today's game with playoff aspirations. Well, that all starts and possibly ends today. Benedictine coming into the ballgame 3-2 overall, not even receiving votes anymore in the national poll. Culver Stockton at 4-1, they are receiving votes in the national polls. Benedictine coming off a huge game last Saturday afternoon. We went over to Lamoni, and the Benedictine offense just hummed. For Culver Stockton, a little shaky game against Central Methodist, but when it was all said and done, Culver Stockton did what Culver Stockton does. Wins and just scores more points.
No question about it. Culver is, and we talked about it with Coach during the pregame, it's not the Culver, it's not your grandpa's Culver Stockton, okay? This is a Culver Stockton team that under Coach Sally now, who's been there for a handful of years. He's got his players in there, able to bring back virtually everyone from last year. We're going to be talking about that as the game goes on. And a lot of the guys who came back from a good team last year have been bumped out of their starting jobs by even better players. So the CSC club is good.
Yeah, especially on the defensive side, right? They bring back 7 of the 8 linebackers that appeared on a 2-deep last year. You talk about their defensive end. Jamal Beatty was a starter last year. He now is backing up Aubrey Sanders. You've got to watch out for big Julian Pittman in the middle. Everybody loves a nose tackle that wears a single digit.
For Benedictine, the Ravens have won the flip. Then, Gus, they have elected to receive the football. So for Benedictine, it is going to be offense to start it here this afternoon. Culver Stockton is going to have their kicker, Michael Velasco. He is a good one. Perfect last week on 3-of-3 field goals. Also, for PATs, he's going to be putting a toe to it. And for Benedictine, I thought we were going to have a little different look at the back, but apparently not. It's going to be Trey Adger and Austin Buteau. The kick return duo for the Ravens are going to settle in at their own 5.
Yeah, we got the 2 deeps this week, and the last one showed it slightly altered, but we're back to the original kick return unit on the season. So here we go.
Culver Stockton set to boot it away. It is a beautiful afternoon here in Atchison, Kansas. It is family weekend, and the parking lots, the stands, everywhere. It is absolutely packed. Oh.
That work? Oh.
Yeah, hold on. We'll do that. That'll work, too. There you go. And there are fans for both teams here in great numbers. Tremendous college football atmosphere here this afternoon. Again, it is going to be a Velasco. Here's the advance. There's the kick. We're underway. High, end over end, deep. It'll be taken to the 1-yard line. Here comes Austin Buteau up the right side. Goes to the middle of the 20. He's going to be upended and down across the 25. 26-yard line is going to be where the Ravens will begin their first possession here this afternoon as Nolan Dreyer, a junior from Midlothian, Illinois, makes the special teams tackle for Culver Stockton. Benedictine quickly out over the football, and here come the Ravens quarterback Garrett Kittle. Receivers, two to the left and one to the right. A wingman, kind of a slot guy, over to the left side, also for BC. Can you hear it? Hand off to the running back, straight ahead running for Rayshon Mills, and he will get they might even get him 3 yards. Let's call it the 29-yard line. And so a short advance, and Ravens look at a second down 7. Just underway here this afternoon. Got it now?
I think so, for the moment.
For the moment. Well, we'll take things moments at a time. Benedictine, little handoff left side. Look out, Jay Sean crosses the 30. He'll take it from the slot spot and go up to about the 33, 34-yard line. Tackled there by Darren. Darren Jones is a 6'1 middle linebacker for Culver Stockton. He is a good one, already 15 tackles this year.
And I thought I spelled that wrong, and I double-checked. It is Phoenix City, P-H-E-N-I-X. So has some people know how to spell Phoenix now.
73 degrees here at game time. Third down and 3 for Benedictine. Kettle's back, throws in near side. Nearly gets a pick, but it's going to be caught 35-45. Coming up the right side, it's going to be Rayshon approaching midfield. First down, Benedictine. Gus reaching out, nearly knocking it down. A big defensive lineman couldn't quite get the ball, and BC luckily makes a completion, and then skillfully it's moved up the field.
Yeah, coming up to make the stop, the leading tackler for Culver Stockton, that is a senior out of Hannibal, Missouri, Dalton Huffman. 38 tackles coming into the game today.
Ravens at their own 48-yard line. First and 10. We're just a minute and a half into this game. Ravens, QB, play action. Now it's going to be the quarterback draw to the 50, 45. He goes into Wildcat territory, picking up another first down. He's down to the 37-yard line. And we've got a Wildcat player a little slow to get to his feet, and that's Darren Jones.
As Garrett Kittle went into the slide, Darren Jones made his way over, and Kittle just slid right into him, took the pegs out from under him, and taking a moment to catch his breath. Look over to the far sideline. Culver Stockton sends in their defensive call with three big number boards. 919 is the call on this first and 10.
Ravens at the Wildcat 30-yard line. Motion is going to come to the right side. They'll fill the slot, back to throw. Now the flare pass out of the backfield goes to Rayshon on the left side. He'll get inside the 40. Drag tackler. A nice run by Rayshon after the catch, picking up about 5.
That time, Julian Pittman along with Darren Jones make the stop on the play for Culver Stockton. But right now, Benedictine has seen something they like against this Culver Stockton defense because we have seen more flare passes out of the backfield to Rayshon Mills than we've seen all season.
And Culver Stockton runs an unusual defensive front, a three-down lineman defense. Second down, 5 BC. Quarterback is back with time over the middle and overshoots his intended receiver. And it's going to go incomplete.
Yeah, we just took him off of the boards this week because he's a guy who appeared on the two deeps all year, and then he mysteriously disappeared this week. That is number 3, Peyton Hazuga, the 6'2" receiver out of KW.
Third down, 5 Benedictine. And that pass was just a little bit off the mark and behind the intended receiver. Ravens at the 35-yard line of CSC, moving the football with their first possession of the day. 12 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Third down, 5, motion to the right side for quarterback Garrett Kittle. Running back to his left, QB back to throw again, steps up, fires one, and it's going to be incomplete. That was a high-risk pass, and Rayshon was looking right in the eyes of Eric Nix. I think he can tell you what color his eyes are.
Eric Nix, a 6'3" junior linebacker out of Satellite Beach, Florida. So
that sounds very Space Coast-ish.
I was going to say, you got to think very, Canaveral area?
Yeah, Titusville, over that neighborhood. Ravens are going to go for it on fourth down. Fourth and 5, Benedictine at the Culver 35. It's a big call early in the game. Ravens going to test their offense. QB takes a low snap, picks it up, steps up in a pocket with time. Throws it, got a man wide open at the 30. Look at the 25. Head shake at the 20. Darts out of bounds on the near side. What a great catch and carry by Reed Levi. Jamar Bingham pushed him out of bounds, but Gus, the Ravens ran that play and nobody saw Reed Levi, and that's hard for a guy who's 6'4", two and a quarter.
Yeah, you like that kind of a play where you take the tight end from the left side, drag him all the way across the field, and really, by the time Garrett checked all the way down, he realized that the big tight end's wide open for a first down, and we're going to talk to a tight end at halftime.
Ravens keep the drive alive. Yes, we are. We're going to be talking about him. Now a quarterback keeper. He'll go into the right side. Garrett is down to the 10-yard line, picking up about 7 on that first down run. That was a designed quarterback run right. Is that Sean Jackson over there?
Yeah, 7-yard gain and number 7 for Culver Stockton. Sean Jackson, the number 3 tackler for Culver Stockton, comes up to make the play, but Benedictine, again, keeps this drive going. They are looking at a 2nd and 3. The ball is placed right down at the 10-yard line.
Ravens have moved this ball. Taking the opening kickoff, taking it downfield now. QB's going to keep it. Little shuffle pass to Reed, and he's going to be close to the first down. It did not go very far. Matter of fact, he was tackled almost as quickly as he had gotten the ball by Dalton Huffman for the Wildcats. They will mark Benedictine short, caught the 9-yard line, a gain of 1, make it a 3rd down 2 BC.
Yeah, if Dalton Huffman doesn't make that stop, that's going for a touchdown. That time he was really keen, and you can have those if you want. But Peyton Hazuga has been in the game a little bit, guy who didn't even appear on our two deeps this week.
3rd down 2, Benedictine, just inside the Wildcat 10-yard line. Reed Levi slides over to block. Quarterback's going to keep it. Ducks inside, picks up the first down, gets it down to the 6. 1st and goal, Ravens.
That time for Culver Stockton. Coming over to make the stop, Dalton Huffman. We talked about him all afternoon. The number 1 tackler on this team continues to roll up tackles. And Benedictine now looking at a 4th and 1, and they're going to go for it again.
I had thought he'd clearly gotten down maybe a yard, maybe 2 farther than the spot, but officials right there call him at the 8-yard line. 4th down, and it is a short yard. And Benedictine is going to pack up everybody in the middle except 2 receivers will go to the right side. Reed Levi starts right now, moves left, settles into block. Handoff is going to go to Rayshon. Powers forward. That's the 1st down to the 6. Rayshon Mills taking it into the left side. Gus, you like to call that with the A-gap?
Yeah, right down the A-gap. And Patrick Robinson, the middle linebacker, able to fill it, but just a little late. Now the Ravens are going to bring in some new players. Damon Wygant is going to take the tailback position and replace Rayshon. This might be the first snap we've seen out of Damon on this possession.
And Culver Stockton will bring in 4 changes in personnel on their defensive unit as the Ravens are looking at a 1st and goal. QB is back. Penalty markers all over the place, and the play is going to be blown dead. Ravens had an illegal formation, I think.
So this will be the first penalty of the afternoon for Benedictine. Last week, 10 penalties up in Lamoni for 99 yards.
Hurry, snap, ball start, offense, number 73, 5-yard penalty, remains, first down.
That time your left tackle getting away just a little early, and the problem is it's 6'6", 275. We talked about it. It's kind of tough to hide out there.
Yes, you're going to be spotted. 9:20 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine is now and goal, but for the Ravens now, it is going to be from the 11-yard line, 1st and goal. Running back to the right side, again, that is Damon Wygant. Motion will go to the left, Jay Sean. Now he'll cut back to the right, the wide side. The handoff is going to go to Wygant. He'll cut into the 10, gets his balance back, drives toward, drags the tackler to the 5, down to the 4, maybe close to the 3-yard line. That was a great run by the junior from San Marcos, California, Damon Wygant. Gus, he hasn't got a lot of carries this year, but he made that one count.
You know what I like about that play right there by Damon Wygant? He did a great job of locking that football away. As he hit the stack, Culver Stockton did a real good job of ripping at the football, trying to separate it from his body, but Damon doing a great job of keeping that thing locked away.
Jay Sean comes out back in. Reed Levi, Trey Adger to the one side for Benedictine, and Buteau to the other. 2nd and goal from about the 6. Kettle will keep it. Hit in the backfield, and he is outrun, Gus, by the defensive end.
That time, Dalton Huffman ran over the running back who was trying to block him right there and then just took the pegs out from underneath Garrett Kettle. So a negative play right there for the Raven offense. We'll back him up to the 10. It'll be 3rd and goal from there. The Ravens are going to go to the sideline, and they're going to bring in Harry O'Neill, the 6'4". Junior receiver out of Rockhurst. They're also going to bring back into the ballgame Rayshon Mills.
Last week, this Culver defense stiffened when it had to, and they're trying to do it again here. 3rd down and goal, BC, from 10 yards out. Back to throw.
Kettle zips one, and there was absolutely no one anywhere near that football. I don't know whether it was quarterback or receiver, but someone was on the wrong page.
Yeah, so Harry O'Neill ran a slant, and I think that Kettle was looking for him to cut towards the sideline. It was all said and done, an incomplete pass, and the Ravens gambled twice on fourth down, but this time they're going to say, let's get some points up there. They're going to bring out the kick unit.
Tegan Trammell, who's had a speckled career this year or this season, 2 of 4 field goal success.
Both of those field goals that he made were last week.
26-yard effort here. The placement is good. The kick on its way. It's got the height.
No.
It is wasted effort. And Benedictine takes the opening kickoff, drives downfield. Again, their special teams fail them, and they come away with nothing. That is a huge boost for Culver Stockton.
I have nightmares as a Hurricane fan, right? Bergalis the other night doing the same thing. But that time, Tegan was on the left hash, didn't get any angle on that thing. I mean, he just kicked it straight and missed it by, I don't know, a good 15 feet to the right.
Not very close.
So now here we go with the Raven defense out on the field. And Benedictine changing some things up a little bit on defense today. You're going to see out there at the right side cornerback, it's going to be Josh Morris. On the left, you're going to see Davion Drayton. Good to see him back out there for the Ravens.
And the quarterback is going to be Chase Orndorff for Culver Stockton. He's a good one. Single running back out of backfield. That's Jordan Grant. We'll be calling his name a lot today. Quarterback is going to hand it off to Grant. He'll stretch it, try to run to the right side, gets across the line of scrimmage, and picks up about 3, close to 4 yards. And because Jordan Grant, he's hard to tackle, but Connor Walker was able to make it happen. But Jordan Grant, kind of that fire plug guy, 5'8 or so, pushing 200 pounds, and he is not real tall, he is not real lean, but man, he is hard to tackle.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that a lot of times you're going to see him tackled up around the headgear because, again, he's going to get underneath you and continue to drive for that extra yardage.
Second down, 7 Wildcats. They're going to hand it off to him again. Gaping hole into the left side as he'll cross the 25 and get his way up to around the 26, maybe even the 27-yard line. Another nice carry for the junior from St. Louis, Missouri. St. Mary's High School in St. Louis, Missouri is the place that Jordan Grant came from. Third down, 3 here.
Out there making the stop on the play, Josh Morris. And Josh is a guy who's gotten in there some this year, but fell off of our 2-deep this week, getting the start at the right side corner.
Orndorff leans over, talks to Grant. Third down, QB's back. 3-step drop, looking for the middle. He hits his tight end, who knew exactly where the marker was. He falls down on the marker, and it is a 1st and 10.
Adam Wilbur's the safety there. Really not much he was going to be able to do on that. He was right behind the tight end, and the only thing he could do is just play behind and hope that maybe the ball got tipped in the air. A perfect play right there for Culver Stockton, and they'll pick up their first down.
I'm a 6'5 freshman tight end, Dominic Herrera, number 6, who caught that pass.
You know what? That's also the first catch for Herrera all season.
Yes. QB's back to throw again on the 1st down call. Plenty of time all day. Gets a man out of the backfield, and it's dropped. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Slayton Ochoa. It's going to go incomplete, 2nd down 10. Because I'm going to, next time Laurie and I are visiting, and we visit often, I am going to suggest that, you know, if you don't put somebody in your roster on your top 2 or 3 deep, there's got to be kind of repercussions here. It is remarkable, the duplication of numbers and the difficulty we have of keeping track of these guys. Here's a straight ahead run, and that was fantastic. Jordan Grant just bobbed and weaved and cut his way across the 40, picked up a 1st down and plenty more all the way to the Wildcat 45-yard line. And Culver Stockton racing up over the football. They right now have the Raven defense on their heels just a little bit. 1st and 10 at Culver at their own 45.
Joshua Morris came up and made the stop right there for the Ravens.
Culver, again, is going to, they're going to come with a single man to the backfield, but now we're going to have a new running back after that long run a moment ago. Quarterback Chase Orndorff is going to be back to throw, looking right, throwing right, and has his man caught wide open over the middle, 30, 25, down to the 22-yard line.
That time Tyler Tierney was able to make the touchdown-saving tackle for the Ravens, but Slayton Ochoa, who dropped an easy pass moments ago, made a nice catch in traffic.
Tyler Danzy is in the backfield now at the running back spot. It is 1st and 10, Culver at the Raven 24.
The handoff is going to go to Danzy. He'll go side, drive in, ankle tackled from behind, but falls forward for about three. Joe Glaser for BC with Connor Walker on the Ravens stop. A gain of a couple of yards, second and eight.
So the Ravens got Connor Walker back last week when we were in Lamoni, and now really starting to get him acclimated to that defense.
There are a lot of things to consider as this game moves on, but one of them is you must take advantage, as the Ravens failed to do in their first possession. You got to score. You're not going to get a lot of possessions. We're down to just over 4 minutes to go already in the opening quarter. Second down and eight. QB takes a snap. Straight back goes Orndorff. Lobs one for the end zone. Got his man. Touchdown, Culver Stockton. The Ravens secondary beaten all the way down the field. And Isaiah Eppinger with the TD reception.
Isaiah Eppinger is a guy who last week had 2 yards of receiving on one catch. Last year against Benedictine only had 32 yards of receiving, but that time able to get on the board with a 22-yard touchdown. And we're going to see them fake like they're going for two, now line up for the traditional formation.
Culver's kicker, as we mentioned earlier, Michael Valesco, is outstanding. 24 of 25. PAT 7 of 8. Field goals, he's hit one from 49. The PAT here, a chip shot for him as it is up and it is through, and we got a timeout on the field. Taking a break at 4:18 to go, opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It's Culver Stockton 7, Benedictine nothing.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
On the Culver Stockton kickoff is going to be fielded to the 1 yard line again by Austin Buteau. And then he goes to the 14 yard line, sees the defender coming, steps out of bounds. So actually they're going to give him a good spot close to the 15 yard line for Benedictine, 85 yards from trying to tie this game up with 4:14 to go in the opening quarter. They're set for their second possession of the day. It is family weekend. Ravens sporting a different look out of the field, Gus. And I don't mean just the fact that they went downfield to fail to score. I mean, because they normally score. But they've got new uniforms. Black helmets, black jerseys, white pants, red and white lettering and trim. First and 10 of the 15. Motion will go to the left side. They're going to hand off to the jet sweep. Trying to get to the edge. Turning the corner. Getting up to the 20 and pushed out of bounds across the way. That's Jacob Gathright, the freshman who did not have a catch last week. He's got 7 carries so far this season for 105 yards.
Right. As well as Ravens have moved the ball around and gotten the ball into the playmaker's hands. A little surprising that 2 weeks ago, Trey didn't get a catch. Last week, Gathright doesn't get a catch.
Matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, neither Trey nor Austin had a catch.
Right.
Here's a second down 4 call. They're going to do the halfback pass, and it is going to be wasted and thrown away downfield. They put it in Jay Sean's hands, and it is probably the right thing for him to do, not making sure that nobody caught that thing.
Right. That time he rolled out, and everything just fell apart, right? Culver Stockton had double coverage on the receiver down the field. And so what did Jay Sean do? Throw that ball away. He had nowhere to run with it. Just allow nobody get to football. A lot of times, like, if the Chiefs are in that, that's when Kelsey tries to throw into that double coverage, right? Don't do it.
Ravens looking at a 3rd down 3 at their own 22. Trailing in the ball game, trying to get their offense back downfield. They had a first possession. It moved the ball well, but then stalled out. Here's a pass into traffic. A Trey goes back and makes the catch. 35, 40, to ripping at the ball at the 45, and Trey somehow holds on and takes it to the 49-yard line. Not only was that an excellent catch where Adger turned around and went back and made the catch, But it was a superb job as free safety Dame Hernandez for Cover Stockton was less trying to tackle him and more trying to just rip those arms free.
Yeah, and great job right there by Trey Adger, because when Kendall let go of the football, I'm like, wow, he just kind of threw it out to no man's land. But Trey found the ball, was able to turn around, come back to the football, and make an impressive catch.
Benedict then goes to their own 48-yard line, 1st and 10 Ravens, 3 minutes ago in the opening quarter. 7-0 Culver out front right now. Little wraparound handoff, straight ahead. There goes Rayshon, bounces left, 50-45. He'll be close to another first down, and that play was so good as Darren Jones makes a tackle, Gus, because Rayshon was hit at the line of scrimmage, bounced off, spun 360 to the clockwise direction, and then went downfield. Nice run. They'll make it a 2nd down and 1. Benedictine at the 43. Ravens back in Culver Stockton territory. The handoff, no. Quarterback will keep it himself. Cut into the middle, and here he goes. 40, 35. Look out, Garrett Kettle, 30. Garrett Kettle, 25, and out of bounds near the 24-yard line. He ran all the way across the field, doing a great job of eluding defenders. Again, the free safety had to come up.
Yeah, David Hernandez finally had to make the hit on Kettle as he stepped out of bounds. But a nice run by Garrett, a good read. And the Ravens, again, much like the first possession, able to drive the football. But this is about the area that Culver Stockton strengthens up on defense. It's that bend, don't break.
Here's where the statistics lie. Total yardage, time of possession. The Ravens are dominating, but they trail in the game 7-0. Kettle back to throw on the first down, rolls left, throwing. He's got a man wide open, end zone, touchdown Ravens! Benedictson, the strike to the freshman, Jacob Gathright, and BC goes in. It's 7-6, Culver with a minute 59 to go in the opening quarter, a 25-yard strike. Kettle to Gathright.
Yeah, Gathright right there running a deep post pattern, and a nice job by Kettle laying it out there and understanding that Jacob Gathright is so fast, he's going to put a lot of distance between himself and his defender.
Tegan Trammell is going to get a shot at this one from a little closer now, as it's a PAT. It will be held by Kettle. Down, up, and it's good. We're taking a break. 1:59 to go in the opening quarter. The Ravens have come from behind to tie it. Benedictine and Culver Stockton deadlocked at 7.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The Benedictine kick away, and it will hit at the 2 and then bounce out of bounds. So the Ravens penalized it again. The special teams having a little trouble. This time is kickoff specialist Cullen Bruner for Benedictine, the redshirt freshman, whose boot goes out of bounds across the way. That thing's 55 yards wide.
So Culver Stockton going to put their offense out on the field, and right now quarterback Jace Orndorff doing a nice job. 3 of 4 passing, 57 yards and a touchdown so far. Their running back, Jordan Grant, three touches of the football, 21 rushing yards with a long of 14 today.
It's easy when you got a guy with two first names, right? You never know which way they've got it down. Culver Stockton comes in with, I would think, arguably the most difficult uniform to read of any team in the conference, and it is a constant through each of their sports. White jerseys, white pants, with blue helmets and a silver lettering on a white jersey. Hard to spot. Here's a handoff straight ahead to Jordan Grant. Where? How about Garrett Penn-Vidick for Benedictine? Making a tackle after the gain of half a dozen. Getting it to their own 41-yard line. Culver Stockton is 2nd and 4. And again, your drive begins at your own 35 because of the failure of the kickoff team to keep that thing in play. Quarterback Orndorff, who's running back on his right side, and now Grant will switch over to his left hand. QB is back, fires one, little slant pattern is going to be complete for a first down. It was a 2nd and 4. He got 5, and he will advance the sticks, and that may be the first tackle of the day for Jalen James.
Yeah, it is. That time they ran a slant right into him, and Jalen James is able to put a big hit on the receiver. And if I am the receiver on that play, I come back to Jace and say, you can throw the slant all day, just make sure I'm by that guy.
We're in the waning moments. A minute left in the opening quarter. 1st and 10, Culver at their own 47. They're moving the ball well. And again, straight ahead to Grant. He's going to be hit. Falls forward. Again, with his strength, he gets a little inertia build up, takes the ball to the 50-yard line, a pickup of 3. Jalen with another stop, and I'm saying we've got probably one more running play here left in this opening quarter.
Yeah, about 15 seconds or so separate the game clock from the play clock.
At the midfield mark, it's a 2nd down, 7 for Culver Stockton. Quarterback Orndorff drops deep, looking deep, throwing deep, over the middle, and overshoots his intended receiver down at the Benedictine 15-yard line. So we will have another play as the clock stops on that incompletion.
Can I tell you, even if the receiver gets both hands on that football, he's not coming to the ground with it, right? Tyler Tierney was just bearing down and hoping that that guy was going to get two hands on it and light him up.
But what Tyler did was a great job of, once he saw he didn't catch the ball, of laying off and not just jamming this guy up.
Yep.
That was Slayton Ochoa, by the way, the intended receiver downfield.
So Slayton had one really good catch early on, and now he's had 2 drops.
Culver with a 3rd down, 7 at the 50 in this tie game, and we have the official stopping play. Are we getting a? We're not going to get a timeout here,
yeah,
are we?
Culver ran it all the way down to 1
wow.
second on the play clock, and Joseph, we're going to keep it here. But yeah, Culver Stockton took a while trying to figure out what they wanted to do on this 3rd and long call, and again, that's the problem with running a pass that goes incomplete, is that you've got to burn that time out to make sure you have the right play call in.
Got a great halftime coming up for you as we talk to former Ravens from playoff teams, and today we were able to track down Danny Neal, one of the great tight ends and great receivers still, what, number 5 in the Raven record books in all-time receiving yardage. Got a great story. And how he turned out to be the tight end on this Raven team. Very interesting tale, and he's going to share that with you as we have a nice conversation.
Back in the day where a tight end could lead your team in receiving yards.
Here we go, 3rd down for Culver Stockton. They're at the midfield mark, 3rd down, 7. 25 seconds, opening quarter left. Now, coming in late comes Jordan Grant, the running back, is after a timeout coming in at this point. Play clock is already at 15. Quarterback Orndorff. Motion will go to the right side. They'll have 2 receivers either way on this 3rd down call. Looking for him to throw. QB is back. Steps up. Goes right. Has his man coming back. Makes a catch short. That was great coverage over there for Benedictine by Davion Drayton. Because you've already said how good it is to see Davion back out of the field. But he made another impressive play right there, leaving Culver Stockton looking at a 4th down and a decision to make at the end of the quarter. And that is where we're at. Time out of the field. 1st quarter of this afternoon's Raven game is in the book. We'll be back. At 3-1, it's Benedictine 7, Culver Stockton 7.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium on our Benedictine College campus here in Atchison, Kansas. We're set to go to the second quarter. Can't get much closer than this. A 7-7 ball game after a quarter. And for Clover Stockton, it's a big decision to make. They have a 4th-and-1 at the Benedictine 44-yard line. The Ravens went for 2 4th downs already and have been successful both times. And Clover is going to leave their offense out here. It's a big gamble. Quarterback Orndorff, you got to think Grant's going to carry this, right? The quarterback turns, hands off. Grant needed a yard, got about 5.
That's a little too easy on a read option and hands it off in the middle. And finally, Javi, yeah, Bloomquist able to come up and make the stop for the Ravens, but not before they're able to pick up first down.
But here's the thing. If you've got an NFL prospect, offensive lineman, and you need a yard, who do you think I'm going to run behind? Because let's be real. Andrew Rupich, 6'7", 320 senior. He is a large man.
See, and I really like the three-year starter, the sophomore, Andrew Rowe, 6'4", 305, left guard.
First and 10, cover at the Benedictine 41. Quarterback is going to hand off again, this time into the left side of the line to Jordan Grant. Predominantly, we've seen Culver run to the right side behind Rubich, but this time they go left, and the carry is going to be good for 2. Just underway here in the second quarter, a 7-7 ball game. Benedictine and Culver Stockton. Gus, we were kind of talking about it, and as the afternoon wears on, we'll probably, you know, go into it in a little greater depth. But for the Ravens, I contend that the playoffs have begun, and we'll go into that more here in just a moment. Right now, though, Culver looks at a 2nd down 8. At the BC 39-yard line, again, the handoff running back. He is hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped. What a tremendous defensive play for Benedictine. Is that Jalen coming up off the bottom of that?
Isaac Anderson, the big nose tackle, able to just get into the backfield, make a big hit. Gavin Spangler comes by 2nd to help clean things up. It is now 3rd and long for Culver Stockton.
Here comes the Wildcat offense. They have taken everyone out of the backfield now. They are 5 receivers, sideline to sideline for Jace Orndorff. Last week he was 19 to 33, passing the ball. This time he's taking a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket, plenty of time, throws it to his man out of the backfield, 40. 35, 30, got a 1st down and plenty more. Down around the 25-yard line, Isaiah Eppinger makes the catch, takes the ball downfield, 1st and 10, Culver Stockton. That was a big play.
Yeah, Isaiah Eppinger, we talked about it. A guy who didn't have very many catches last week, 2 for 32. Well, there, another big play. He has already a touchdown in this game for Culver Stockton. And again, the Wildcats moving the football.
These are the 2 highest-scoring teams in the Heart of America Athletic Conference coming into the ballgame today. Benedictine averages 41.2. Culver averages 41.4 points a game. QB's back. He's got a man wide open in the end zone and overshoots him. It is incomplete. And Gus downfield, the Wildcat receiver had absolutely beaten his 2 defenders. Mateen Johnson was there for the catch, and the ball was beyond him.
Yeah, Mateen is just a speedster, right? So between him and Connor Piron, those are the guys you've got to try to keep in check, and I think that's what the Ravens are really doing today. And that's why Orndorff is finding Eppinger, because the Ravens are really working to push them down to their 3rd, even 4th options.
2nd and 10 at the 23. CSC. Little wraparound handoff. Here goes Tyler Danzy to the left side. Can't get to the edge. The Ravens string it out and tackle him for a loss. There's Jalen James.
Yeah, Jalen James. And then he comes away with the football and tells the White Hat that, hey, give us the football. He said, no. But good job right there by Jalen, getting up there and hitting the running back for a loss on the play. And for Jalen, that is going to be his 4th TFL on the season. For Culver Stockton, looking at a 3rd and 12 with 12:10. Left here in the first half.
The Benedictine defense is going to shuffle in and out 3 different players on his 3rd down and long, an apparent passing down. Danzy stays in the backfield as a running back. Quarterback is Orndorff, motion right. They flood the right side, the wide side of the field. He's straight back to throw, throws it to his man out of the backfield. Danzy will take it, gets to the 20, and going to be short of the 1st down by about 3 yards as he advances to the Ravens 16-yard line. Davion Drayton with another Benedictine tackle, and this time Culver Stockton is going to bring in their long-range accurate kicker, Michael Valesco.
That time, it was a perfect offensive play call because the Ravens were blitzing. You ran a screen out to the left side.
Great job by Davion Drayton to split a couple blockers and get back there and make the stop.
Holder, Max Blaschke out of Independence, Minnesota. This is going to be a 33-yard field goal attempt for Valesco. He was perfect last week, and this one is up. It's long, it is true, and it is good. We got a timeout on the field as Culver Stockton retakes the lead. 11:09 to go in the half. Wildcats 10, Benedictin 7.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As the Wildcats retake the lead, they're able to advance, and Valesco's kick is away. High and over end, very deep, and goes 5 yards into the back of the end zone. And this time, Benedictine will not look for a return. Ravens are going to send their offense out first and 10. 11:09 to go in the opening half. 10-7, Culver Stockton. As Wildcats come into the game today at 4-1. Benedictine coming in at 3-2. And for both of these teams, it's the final cross-divisional game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, because next week, an off week, and then it begins in earnest for the divisional crown.
I'm sure coaches love the built-in bye week. I don't.
No, I'm with you.
Like, let's keep going, right?
It's a nice line of demarcation between the two halves of the season, but still, here's a wraparound handoff for Benedictine and trying it into the left side for a gain of maybe a couple of yards, not much more than that, goes Rayshon Mills.
You don't even need a program anymore. You know that that's Dalton Huffman in on the stop right there for the Wildcats. Short gain on the play. They're going to say 2nd and 8 for the Ravens, just under 11 minutes to play in the first half. And for Benedictine, this is going to be their third possession of the first half.
Trey is wide to the right side. They have two others wide over there with him. Quarterback is straight back looking. Now Garrett Kettle will roll. He's running for his life. Throws the ball. Is that a pass interference over there at the 35? No, flag down. There was a defender lying on the back of Trey Adcher over there, but the pass is going to be ruled incomplete, and it will bring up a third down for the Ravens, as Darren Jones had really hip pocket coverage on Adcher.
Anytime you have a linebacker against Trey Adcher, that's probably about his best bet, is to try to just blanket him and hope not to get called on it.
Again, BC will have everyone out of the backfield. Kettle is all alone. Waiting to snap from Zion Mappas, the Benedictine center. 3rd down, 8, Ravens at their own 27. Kettle is back, looked right, looks right, looks right, throws right. Leaping grab is made at the 42 for a Benedictine first down.
Peyton Hazuga, the transfer from KW, right over the middle of the field, able to make the reception and get the Ravens out to the 42-yard line. Fond memories of KW, right?
10-10 to go in the first half. This game has been moving along at a very brisk pace so far, but BC having a big third down gain, big first down pickup at their own 42-yard line now. And they'll go back to having a running back next to the quarterback, Garrett Kittle. Play action, Garrett will sprint right. Look downfield, and he's throwing deep. He's got an uncovered defense receiver, and a pass was wide to the right, and the receiver had no chance of coming down in bounds as Jacob Gathright was down there. But Gus Kettle rolling to his right, the ball sailed to the right, and it was just out of play.
Yeah, if he throws that more towards the middle of the field, Gathright runs under it and takes it to the house, because he had blown by his defender. He was, what, 12 yards away from the closest defender on that play? And again, when you have burners like that, throw it high, throw it deep, and allow him to get to the ball.
2nd and 10 for Benedictine. They trail 10-7. This time the handoff is going to go to Rayshon. He will try to get to the outside. Cannot. Gets 1 yard. Another third and long for the Raven offense. 9.5 to go in the opening half.
No corner there as the cornerback, Antonius Hurd, comes up and makes his 15th tackle of the season for the Ravens. Talk about it, it's third and long again. They find themselves in this situation.
Here's Reed Levi. He's going to be in the slot to the left side.
Ravens a 3 of 6 today on third down.
I think it's O'Neal out there in a wing kind of spot. Third down and long. Kettle straight back, goes right, has his man and missed him. And again, no pass interference call as the defender literally on top of Trey Adger. Trey's got to be coming out of this a little frustrated because they are hanging all over him. And again, it's going to be Antonius Hurd.
Yeah, so I like the play call right there for Kettle. You had one-on-one coverage with Trey and Antonius Hurd. Trey found the football, throw it in front so he can come back to the ball and try to get run over by the cornerback. No penalty called, and the Ravens are going to leave the offense out. Culver Stockton's in punt return formation.
Kettle, now the defense is running. Guys are trying to get him in and out. Kettle looking over to the near sideline, and now the Ravens are going to switch out, and Kettle's going to switch over, and Matt Heinrich, who's at a wide receiver, is going to come back. Dyke to punt. Now Benedict is going to take a timeout. All the trickery turns into a timeout. We're taking a break at 9:07 to go in the half. Culver, 10. Ravens, 7.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Six and burning a timeout. We'll punt it away. It is high. Return man calls for and makes a fair catch, and it's on the ground, and the Ravens have picked it up. Benedictine with the coverage downfield, and you know who got that football. You're not going to believe it. It's a Raven quarterback, Garrett Kettle, who was at a wideout, a sprinter downfield. He picks up the loose ball after it was mishandled on a fair catch attempt by Culver Stockton.
When was the last time you saw a quarterback lined up as a gunner? And that time he went downfield, and I'm telling you, Culver Stockton was shocked that he was running down the field. I think they were looking to light him up. Instead, he just dove down, scoops up the football, and the Ravens will have it first and 10 at the, mark this thing down at the 17-yard line.
It is imperative, Gus, for the Ravens to make Culver Stockton pay for that error. First and 10 at the 17. Motion will go to the right side. Quarterback is back, wants to run. He's going to be swarmed. He's going to be sacked. He's going to lose 13 yards to the 30.
That time, Patrick Robinson, the big senior linebacker, shoots through untouched, and he'll push the Ravens all the way back out to the 28-yard line.
So for Benedictine, it is now second down and 21. 8.5 to go in the first half.
Are we still continuing the third possession?
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I'm going to score it.
Yeah.
It's a continuation because the ball never technically changed hands.
To the right side for the Ravens goes Reed Levi. Quarterback is back to throw again. Kettle steps up, now runs, now just throws one downfield blindly. A lead ball caught. Trey, touchdown. He went up over two defenders and would not be denied the catch.
Wow, what a play by Trey Adger, just going up over the defender and stealing it out of double coverage. And Culver Stockton players are over here talking to the official and they're saying, wow, do you see how he high-pointed that ball? I mean, that was impressive. And the Ravens have, for the first time this afternoon, taken the lead.
And they're hoping to add one more to it as Trammell is in for the PAT. What a great possession by Garrett Kettle. By the way, Garrett Kettle is your current Heart of America Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week from last week's effort. Make it a bit to do it twice in a row. The PAT is good. Time out of the field at 8:14 to go in the half. In Atchison, Kansas, it's Benedictine 14, Culver Stockton 10.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
The Benedictine kick of the way, taken around the goal line by Antonius Hurd for Culver Stockton. Comes right up the right numbers, crosses the 20, and is going to be tackled at the 25-yard line by Gus. That's Jave Bloomquist for Benedictine on the kick coverage. So, first and 10, Culver Stockton. That was a deposition by Benedictine, Gus. Very impressive. Ravens have rolled the dice a couple of times so far today. Matter of fact, several times so far today, and they are winning right now. QB will hand off the straight-ahead run, dancing, just trying to slow walk it forward. Jordan Grant, but the defense was not going to miss him.
And on the stop right there for the Ravens, you're going to have number 96, a true freshman, Will Hurtado, out of Omaha's Westside High.
And we've seen a lot of good running backs who will do that, walk up to the line, and they just kind of almost stop and look for some blocking to develop or a little gap to open, and that's what Grant did there. But the Raven defense was very strong.
Yeah, those running backs are a little fleeter of foot than Jordan Grant, too.
Second down, 9.5 for CSC. Back to throw, Orndorff, and he's going deep, and he's got a man, and he makes a catch and drops it at the 35-yard line as he had beaten his downfield coverage, Connor Perrine.
Yeah, Connor Perrine, a 6'1", 190-pound junior out of Coca, Florida, couldn't quite hold on to the football. It'll bring up now 3rd and 9 for Culver Stockton. Today, the Wildcats are 2 of 4 on third down, better than Benedictine's 3 of 7.
We're at 7:25 to go, essentially midpoint of the second quarter. Ravens here at home today on Family Day, leading at 14-10. Motion will go to the left side for quarterback Jace Orndorff and Culver Stockton. 3 to the left and 1 to the right for the junior QB. A straight back drop, looking over the middle again. He's got his big receiver out there, and he's going to hold on at the 50. And they're going to call targeting on Benedictine. That is a horrible call, if that's what is getting called here.
I don't agree with that call. I also think that Mateen Johnson is going to probably have to check out of the game the way he kind of did that Patrick Mahomes stumble after he got up. And now the officials are going to come together. They're not going to have, like the NCAA or the NFL, where when you call targeting, you go to an automatic replay. The safety, I thought, led with the shoulder, and the guy was falling. I don't know that that was really targeting. If anything, you can call unnecessary roughness.
Right now, the receiver is over on the other side, helmet off, training staff huddled around him, and they're just checking him over, making certain that all is well. And the whole staff of officials is huddled up right on top of the Raven logo at the 50-yard line. I'll remind you that Hamada Wealth Management can help you with your investments and stock markets, plan for retirement, and they can help you with even more than that. Give them a call. Hamada Wealth Management, 928-443-7536.
Okay, so it is targeting against the Ravens, and that player is going to call it an afternoon. With that being said, the Ravens are going to have to go to a true freshman, Dominique Stone King. Stone King is a guy who doesn't have a whole lot of
experience this season at that safety, and I say that because the Ravens have played a lot of freshmen. Just Dominique is not one of those 5'9", 170-pound freshmen out of Moberly.
So after that long catch and the penalty assist, the ball's down inside the Ravens 35-yard line.
Moberly?
Uh-huh. Oh, it's near Columbia.
Okay.
North of Columbia a little bit. First and 10.
My Missouri geography is not the best.
Well, that's okay. You'll be just fine. First and 10 at the Ravens 34. Orndorff has Grant beside him, and Grant will go left, get hit from behind, breaks a tackle, but will not break the next three that stand him up and drive him down. The ball pops loose, but the officials will have called it the play dead after about a three-yard gain.
It'll be really interesting to see how that player being called for a targeting and ending the afternoon, how that charges up the Raven defense, because a lot of times your defense rallies around something like that. They're a little upset that that was the call, and sometimes they're looking to tee off as well. It's a 2nd and 8 now for Culver Stockton. 6:45 left here in the first half. Ravens leading the Wildcats 14-10. It's now a 2nd and 8 for Culver.
Even with the field glasses on, it's difficult to tell. 2, 3, 5, 8 apart is so rough. Here's a pass to the left side. It's going to be caught on the far side and quickly tackled. It's going to be Tyler Danzy. He will be still a couple of yards short of the first down. Good pursuit by Benedictine across the way. 6:15 to play in the half.
So for Culver Stockton, a big third down. We talked about it moments ago. They are now 3 of 5 on third down. They are 1 of 1 on a fourth down opportunity today.
Kevin Hodges is a freshman receiver from Mesquite, Texas, and he's over on the far side. QB will wrap around. Handoff ready back, breaks the tackle. He's got the first down and lots more inside the 25, inside the 20, down to the Raven 19-yard line. Busting that play to the right side, Tyler Danzy, the freshman.
Tyler Tierney, along with Connor Walker, finally come over and make the stop for the Ravens. But again, another first down for Culver Stockton. And this afternoon for the Wildcats, they're now in double digits with 10 first downs.
5.5 to go with the third quarter. Or the second quarter, rather. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Benedictine hanging on to the 14-10 lead. But CSC is threatening. A drive that has been aided by a couple of big Raven penalties. Here's a wraparound handoff. Danzy is going to be hit at the line. Jalen James gets credit for that tackle. James went high. Isaac Anderson was down below with Gavin Spangler in there to finish it up. There was not much room for Tyler Danzy in that group.
Yeah, you're talking about the trio of tacklers right there. You're not going to be able to pull away from many of those guys, and again, a nice job by Jalen getting up there, holding up the back, and trying to rip that ball out.
2nd and 8 for Culver Stockton. Danzy stays in at the running back spot. Motion to the right side, Orndorff, back to throw, rolls right, looks right, directs traffic, has his man to the goal line and missed him. It's thrown behind and away from his intended receiver over here on the right flat. That was Kevin Hodges over here.
Yeah, Kevin Hodges had drawn coverage from true freshman Fabian Njika. Njika, 6-foot freshman out of Powder Springs, Georgia. Ravens going to make some changes along the front line. Dwayne Lacey in for this third and long call.
Benedictine bringing in an extra defensive back into this particular set. Is that Zach? No, that's 13 out there. That's White, is that right?
12, it's Zach Gill.
Is that Zach? I thought I saw 12, and then I'm like, wait a minute, because then look, I also see 13 out there.
Good to have him back.
It is. 3rd down 8. Quarterback back. Hit as he releases. The pass is batted and nearly picked off at the goal line, and it is going to go incomplete.
That was a true freshman we were just talking about. Dominic Stone King not able to hold on to the ball, but the quarterback took a big hit, and that was Joey Burke coming from the blind side looking for his 4th sack of the season. Couldn't get it, but it'll bring up now a 4th down for Culver Stockton. And again, they're going to bring in their kicker, who this season has been pretty automatic.
Yeah, this is a chip shot, 39 yards for Michael Valesco. He has hit one already this afternoon from 33. This one is going to be from 34. It is down. It is up. It's blocked! The Ravens get a hand on it and knock it to the ground. Who jumps up for Benedictine, guys?
For the Ravens, it's going to be Will Hurtado, the freshman out of Omaha West Side. Gets a hand on the football. Great job by the Raven kick field goal block unit. And for Culver Stockton, a possession. where they moved the ball down the field pretty well, aided by a couple penalties, but they couldn't get any points off the board. It reminds you a lot of that first possession for the Ravens.
Mike Lucas is smiling right now in Omaha, Nebraska. Superintendent of Schools at Westside, former Benedictine football Raven. So if you're listening, Mike, great job. You did a great job. You should be proud. 4.5 to go in the opening half, and Benedictine does not give up the field goal. A tremendous special team play, and the Raven offense is back out of the field. Quarterback hands off, little wraparound handoff into the middle to the 20, up to the 25-yard line goes BC and Rayshon Mills.
That time, Dexter Marsh, a sophomore for Culver Stockton, able to make the tackle. And how about this? For Dexter, that's going to be his first tackle of the season. 4:19 left here in the first half. Ravens with the football, leading 14-10.
There is incredible speed on the far side. Todd Adger Gathright, all wide to the right side. Quarterback is back to throw. Looking right. Throwing right. Going deep. He's got Gathright. Cut at the 30. At the 25. Down to the 20-yard line. Losing his helmet. Making a tackle is Antonius Hurd. Benedictine. First and 10. Deep now in Wildcat territory.
If the Ravens continue to run that trio of receivers off to one side, all Kettle has to do is chuck it as far as he can. And that time, he actually wasn't able to throw it far enough, because if he hits Gathright in stride, it's a touchdown. Gathright had to stop, come back, wait for the ball to come down, catch it, turn around, and start to run. That's the only reason Gathright got caught from behind on that play.
We just go inside 4 minutes to play in the half. Ravens lead 14-10 and are moving the football. They're at the Wildcat 20. First and 10, Benedictine. QB's back, pumps once, pulls it back, rolling right, being chased by a linebacker, goes to the 20, down to the 15. First and goal, Benedictine on the wheels of Garrett Kettle. He dances out of bounds at the 9.
So right there, they fake the screen to the left side, and that was a quarterback run. And the only reason I know that, the entire right side of the line was 10 yards down the field after he made that fake, which tells you that there was never a chance to throw that ball, or else you would have had men down the field. Great job right there by the Raven offense. One problem is, I wish you would have gone out at the 12, because now you're looking at first and goal from the 10.
That's right at the 10-yard line. Motion will come to the right side for BC. Court Madison, the handoff is going to go to Rayshon. No, the quarterback will keep it. 10-5, touchdown, Garrett Kettle! And the Benedictine quarterback puts the Ravens in front now, 20-10.
Right now, it's been a great offensive afternoon for this Raven offense. How about this? They missed a field goal on their first possession, where they were able to run all the way down the field. And then, on possessions 2, 3, and 4, have now gotten touchdowns.
So every time Benedictine has touched the ball, they've been able to take it all the way to the other end of the field. Here comes the PAT for Tegan Trammell. Garrett Kettle again, the reigning, standing Conference Offensive Player of the Week. And this PAT is not even close. We're taking a timeout. 3:26 to play in the half. Benedictine 20. And Culver Stockton 10.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here's the Cullen Bruner kickoff. High, end over end. This time it'll be fielded at the 5-yard line. Up to the 10, cutting back to the middle to the 20, across the 25, and up to the 30-yard line. That was a nice return by Antonius Hurd. Because I like the way you saw him. He zigged and zagged and would find a little daylight and make his way to it as the Ravens, Solomon Wallace, on the kick coverage unit out of St. Louis, Missouri, and one of the finest football programs in the city, Lutheran North High School.
That's Toriano Pride Jr., right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Toriano, whose father played here at Benedictine, and Toriano Jr., who has inked with, what's his little, Clemson, something like that, this team that plays football somewhere?
Somebody like that in South Carolina.
Yeah. That's where he's going to be going in a year. First and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Culver finds themselves with a double-digit deficit. Wideout starts left. Now turns around, comes back right. QB Orndorff back to throw. Has all the time in the world, and it's going to go incomplete at the Raven 40-yard line.
That time they were looking down this near sideline for Connor Pirine. Pirine working up against Joshua Morris.
Connor is the leading receiver for this Culver Stockton team. Last week, 6 for 129 and 2 touchdowns. And Connor's going to go wide to the left side for Culver on this second down 10 call. 3:13 to go as we're rapidly approaching intermission here on Family Weekend on the Raven campus. QB is back, throws to his man out of the backfield, Grant, and he will come up the right side to be very near the first down marker, getting across the 40, but he's still going to be about a yard short. Submarine on the near side by this guy wearing number 6 out there. I've seen him around.
Yeah, he's not bad, right? Jalen James, the senior out of Cleveland, Ohio, makes another stop on the play. Now the Ravens on this dirt and short will bring in Dwayne Lacy along the front line, a big senior out of DeKalb, Illinois.
Interested to see how Culver's going to handle his third down and one at their own 41. They're just going to give it off to the running back. He's going to put his head down and pull. This is going to be close. Gus says he's got it. Yeah, the official spots him just across the 42, and that will be enough to advance the chains as Isaac Anderson with another nice tackle for the Raven defense. But the clock is rolling along. It is now inside 2.5 minutes to go in the half, and Culver Stockton is going to have to consider utilizing some of their timeouts. They have all three of them.
Let's see if we got this right. At the beginning of the game, the Ravens got the ball to start. So Culver, if they could score here and get the ball back to start the second half, probably wouldn't be a bad idea, right?
Yeah, I think that's always a pretty good idea. Orndorff is back. Beebe over the middle. Should be picked off, and it is. Tipped into the air and caught. 45. Back up the left side of the 50. Here comes Dominic Stone King into Culver territory at the 42-yard line. Because I thought he had missed it. The ball was tipped by Stone King, tipped it in the air, and then he was able to catch his own tip and then bring it back up the field. What an outstanding play by the freshman.
One of the things that's going to be overlooked on that play, the ball gets tipped into the air off of Stone King's like hands and helmet, right? Tyler Tierney is right there. What does Tyler do?
He blocks the receiver.
He grabs the receiver and holds him so that the receiver doesn't have a chance to get it. That's going to be overlooked, but that interception was really set up by Tyler Tierney taking the receiver out of the equation.
What do you bet that the Ravens staff, coaching staff, does not overlook that?
Yeah, it'll be talked about in film tomorrow.
You bet. First and 10, Benedictine. Now at the 41-yard line, but the Ravens with 2:01 to go in the half have one timeout remaining. They lead by 10. Field goals are going to be dicey for Benedictine. They've had trouble kicking the ball today. Here's a snap back, play action, back to throw, going deep. He's got Trey and missed him to the inside. It's incomplete. Adger had a step and a half on his defender, but the pass was just off the mark a little bit. It is second down. That was a nice play, nice route. It was the right play at the right time right there. It is a second down 10. Benedictine at the Culver Stockton 40-yard line. Coming out of the ballgame, Rayshon Mills, and checking in, bringing the play in from the Benedictine sideline is going to be junior Damon Wiegand. Last week, Damon, 2 touches, 13 yards. He's had a better day than that so far today. Snap back, looking left, throwing left. It's going to be caught, and a tackle on Wiegand is immediate after only like a 3, maybe 4-yard pickup. We're at a minute 45 to go in the half. Ravens have a third down. They're going to give you 4, 3rd down, 6 for BC. They're at the Culver Stockton 37-yard line, leading by 10. Kettle looks left. Will bring Buteau motion to the right side. Back to throw again. The blitz is on. The QB has his man caught at the 30-25. Down the left side, 20. Bump it out of bounds as Reed Levi. And Gus, Reed did a great job.
Yeah, Reed Levi runs out of his shoe, but I love that he gets to the sideline, and gets himself out of bounds. Doesn't fight for too many extra yards, get out of bounds, stop the clock, and the Ravens have time to reset their offense. Coming over to make the stop on the play for Culver Stockton, that was going to be a defensive back, Darren Jones.
A minute 18 to play in the half. Buteau is going to go wide to the right side. Atcher is going to go to the left, also to the right. Reed Levi, motion man for BC. Now works his way to the short side of the field. Garrett's back, pumps once, now pumps again, throws. It's going to be caught at the 7-yard line. Nice catch on the near side for Benedictine by Hazuga.
Yeah, Peyton Hazuga, we just keep talking about. The junior receiver who's a transfer from KW, able to come back and make the catch, pick up the first down, and we are under a minute to play.
Ravens are threatening. It's a first and goal. Benedictine, they've got it at the 7. 52, 51, now 50 seconds left in the half. That is plenty of time. BC still with a timeout. Levi will go to the left side. Here's the pitch. Wiggins hit at the 5. He's trying to stop and cut inside, and that was a bad idea.
Yeah, and a big tackle right there for Culver Stockton. Jeremiah Ferguson, the strong safety, and Benedictine going to utilize one of those timeouts.
Ravens are going to take the timeout, and I believe it is their final one of the half. And, Gus, you want to hang on to it right here for a little bit? It won't be a long break.
Yeah, they're just really killing the clock right there. And we have a halftime interview to set up.
You bet. We're going to have Danny Neal in. Danny, of course, tremendous tight end for Benedictine, one of the great receivers in Raven football history, continues to be in the record books, and we've got to catch up with him, find out about him coming to BC, find out how he ended up being a receiver. I'm going to tell you, it's not what he started to be. It's not even close to what he was recruited to have been as he came to Benedictine out of one of your favorite schools, Papillion High School. The Monarchs.
BC had a safety out of Papillion that was pretty good over the years.
Well, they had a good receiver there in Danny Neal. So we're going to talk to him at halftime.
The name's going to come back to me because I remember as a kid, I thought Papillion was a really cool town. And
you thought it was a small dog.
It was one of the, that too. So the Ravens are going to be back out there, second and goal from the 5, 35 seconds left in the half.
Here's Garrett, takes a snap, hands off. Oh, it's a little flea flicker. Austin Buteau, he's wanting to throw to Kettle. Instead, he throws back across his body, and it's going to go incomplete as the Ravens pull out a little trickery, and it is not successful.
Yeah, and honestly, Buteau, if he would have
hit
the gas once he got the ball, he probably could have angled to the corner pylon. But incomplete pass will stop the clock with 28.5 left. Benedictine out of timeouts. Culver Stockton has all three of their timeouts remaining.
The problem for the Ravens, were less than a half a minute from halftime. It is third and goal. BC about 6 yards out, between 5 and 6 yards away. Kettle taking a long look at the wristband, making sure he's got the play. In the backfield with him is Rayshon. Buteau to the right side. QB's back, throws one, fade pattern into the corner, and defender grabs and then wrestles Adger to the ground. 3 penalty markers, and Trey Adger is very animated as he comes back to the Benedictine huddle. That defender never turned around. He just grabbed him, bear-hugged him, and KB Blair out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, throws him to the ground.
Well, in Tuscaloosa, they probably don't know anything about college football.
When I think Tuscaloosa, I should think college football, but I think Groucho Marx.
Flew over the top.
Oh, I'll explain it later. 24 seconds left.
And for the Ravens, their big center, Zion Mathis, is up over the football. He said, let's go ahead and snap this thing. The Ravens are going to bring in now the freshman, Jay Sean Todd.
Ravens across the front. Krentzer, 6'3", 342. The center, Mathis, 6'3", 15. The other guard, Clayton Mordecai, 6'4", 305. We haven't even included the tackles in that group. Big blockers up front. Quarterback is going to roll to right. Garrett, angling, throwing into the end zone. And it is caught, a one-handed grab, Damon Wiegand. Touchdown, Ravens. No, that was Trey Adger. I was thinking 18 at number 10. Trey Adger with the catch. And Benedictine extends its lead.
A little surprised. They're going to bring Colin Bruner out here. I'm kind of surprised that the way the offense is humming that you're not going to go ahead and chase the point right now and go for the 2.
Well, offense humming, and they've had the Ravens some trouble kicking the football today. But Cullen Bruner, a different kicker. He's not normally your PAT guy. This one is up, and it's good. We're going to hang on to it here, I think. Joseph, 16 seconds to go before halftime, and the Benedictine Ravens have shoved up a 27-10 lead on Culver Stockton. Wildcats have got to be reeling. If you're Culver, you take this kickoff, you don't try anything crazy, do you? I mean, you've already turned it over just moments ago, and the Ravens have capitalized on that to extend their halftime lead. I mean, don't you just, like, say, yeah, I got to go to the locker room, and I got to work on this?
Yeah, you fall on the ball, you go to half, because you also get the ball to start the second half.
And your thoughts earlier about if you're Culver, you want to score and then get another score at the beginning of the second half. Well, those are all probably pretty much out the window at this juncture. Cullen Bruner, kickoff specialist, who is in and kicked that PAT, doing a nice job, and he's going to stay out of the field for the subsequent kickoff.
How about 20 unanswered right now for the Ravens?
And still, Benedictine continues to culminate their possessions with scores, and so far, halfway through this game, Benedictine has not punted the football today.
Nothing wrong with that. I like
Nothing.
Matt Heinrich, but I don't need to see him out there.
Here's a line drive kick. It's going to skip at the 10 and bound into the end zone. They're going to pick it up and bring it for 2 yards deep. Over to the right side, it comes to the 15, up to the 20, and stepping out of bounds, short of the 30-yard line. With 9 seconds to go in the half, Culver Stockton is going to have an opportunity to either look for some heroics or to just go to the locker room.
You know, I have a theory on this.
I do. I know what I know what I would do here.
I have a feeling we're on the same page.
What a tremendous first half for this Raven team. Stepping out of the field for Culver Stockton, quarterback Jace Orndorff. Orndorff, 10 of 18 in the game. He's thrown for 135 first half yards. And we're going to hold on to it here as Culver's taking a timeout. They're not so sure they're going to fall on this, Gus. I see them spreading receivers. They've got three to the right, two to the left. I think they're just going to try to, you know, throw one downfield and see what happens here.
Yeah, maybe less than that than throwing the ball downfield. I expect them to do some kind of, if they are going to actually run a play here, I expect them to do like a short pass and then lateral it and try one of those plays. But again, I'm not a fan of that because you fumble the ball, the Ravens have a shot to pick that up and take it back to the house. And for Culver Stockton, we'll get a little deeper into it at halftime. Can you believe this? This is possession number 5 for them. And so with 16 or 9 seconds, I don't really count this as a possession. That's 2 possessions a quarter, and you find yourselves down by, what, 17? I mean, you're going to have to score on all of your possessions.
Exactly. I mean, that is the long and short of it. And they will have 4 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, and Orndorff is back to throw. A little short pass over the middle, caught at the 45. Ravens in a 4-man over cover type defense, and the completion's across midfield.
Look,
and the clock stops with 2 seconds left.
Yeah, so they're able to get the ball down to the 45, kill the clock because they're going to utilize another timeout. We'll keep it here. And now you're 45 yards out. You could chuck one deep. I think they really would have liked to get the ball somewhere around the 40-ish, and I feel like they probably would have kicked a field goal.
Okay, how about this? Michael Valesko, you've got 2 seconds left. If you're going to kick it, you do it now. But we're talking here 45, 55, 62?
Yeah. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I think that's why you wanted to get about 5 more yards. Because, honestly, I watched Valesko kicking earlier. I'm thinking he's good from about 50. I would be okay with lining him up on a 52.
Well, he's hit one already this season from 49 yards out. And he's 7 of 8 kicking field goals coming into the ball game here today. But I do not believe that's what Culver's going to do. They're just going to run, what, about 4-9 routes?
Yeah, but if you're the Ravens, you also got to be careful here not to jump off sides and spot them 5.
BC is going to put their cover deep man back at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be Tyler Tierney.
Snap is back. QB's back. Steps up. He's going to be hit. going to be down, loses two. It's halftime. The sack by Jalen James, and it's intermission in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you at the break. Benedictine 27, Cover Stockton 10.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, where Family Weekend fans are enjoying a 27-10 lead by Benedictine over Culver Stockton as they go to the locker room at the break. Gus, the Raven offense, you never say they couldn't play better, but by gosh, they played pretty well in this first half.
Yeah, I mean, the only downtick that you look at in the first half was that missed field goal, right? But that's more of a special teams play than anything because the Ravens were able to get all the way down the field. Take a look at some of the stats so far for Benedictine. 313 total yards in the first half. They threw for 224. They rushed for 89. Only two penalties in the first half. 16 first downs. They're 2 of 2 on fourth down. I'm going to tell you, those are great stats to go into the locker room with. If you're Culver Stockton, the stats aren't awful. 208 yards of total offense. You've thrown the ball for 162 yards. You've only rushed the ball for 46. But that's not a shock because Culver Stockton struggles to run the ball against Benedictine. Last year, they ran it 27 times for negative 4 yards. First downs, they've got 12. Third down, they're 5 of 8. So they're pretty good on third down. They were 1 of 1 on fourth down. But right now, the Raven defense getting after the quarterback, what, 3 sacks right now for Benedictine.
We're going to take a bit of a break. Stick around in the second half, coming up live here from Wilcox Stadium. Right now, though, with our intermission score, Ravens 27, Culver Stockton 10. We're kicking it back to the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph's going to take care of you here at halftime.
Your Raven halftime is brought to you by Taco John's. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. The Raven fan feature is up next here on KAIR 93.7.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
We've got Dan Neal with us, former Benedictine football player. First of all, Dan, it's great to catch up with you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, we're so glad to have been able to catch up with you. And so let's just start off with, I think, at the beginning, the Dan Neal biography. Where was home originally when you were in high school and so forth and getting ready to come to Benedictine?
Papillion La Vista. In Nebraska.
Okay, so you're a Midwest guy. Papillion, of course, a suburb. I call it a suburb of Omaha. Maybe I hope that's not an insult to a Papillion guy.
No, that's always, a good reference.
Okay, so you obviously high school football guy. How good was your high school football team, man?
Oh, we had a great team. My junior year, we won the state championship, and we were always really good. The Monarchs, Papillion La Vista Monarchs, were always really good.
So you played high school football, and how did you go about ending up at Benedictine? What was the recruiting like? Who called you, talked to you, and such as that?
You know, I wasn't highly touted. believe it or not, I played center and defensive tackle both ways my senior year, and really what led me to Benedictine was my aunt and uncle both worked for the college at the time. So yeah, that was really my only option for football. I wasn't highly recruited at all.
Okay, so that brings me to like a real interesting thing. I did not realize that on offense in high school, you were a center, because Benedictine fans are going to remember you not as an offensive lineman, but as a tight end. So how in the world do you make a transition from the middle of the offensive line out to the edge?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, when I got to Benedictine, I got beat out my freshman year at center by Travis Erickson. And thanks for that, Travis. And so after that year I played a little bit a position called a herd back, which was sort of like a blocking back out of the backfield. And anyway, Coach Schottel saw some potential in me, I guess, and asked me to make the switch. And I bumped into him one day at Walmart, and he asked me if I could catch, and I said, yeah, I can catch. And yeah, the next training camp, I was at tight end and started from there my sophomore year on.
Well, so you were a guy who doesn't mind the contact. I mean, you're going to be an H-back. You're going to be an offensive center. You're going to be a D lineman. So contact is not foreign to you. So as a tight end, it was not – that part of it was not a big deal.
No, in fact, I mean, that really was obviously an asset, knowing how to already block. And then, you know, in youth football, I played a little bit of receiver, so I knew how to catch. So it was sort of like a perfect – mesh of the skills that I have.
Danny Neal visiting with us, former Benedictine football player. So, Dan, people today think, you know, the tight end becoming a more integral part of the offense and becoming a more of a common receiver and target for the quarterback, they think that's really new. They think that's something that somebody, you know, Andy Reid has dreamed up. But that's not the case, because you are still very high in the record book for receptions and yardage and so forth for Benedictine. So the Ravens were not afraid to throw to the tight end.
No, I mean, you know, since I've been in college, you know, looking up to some of the NFL tight ends that I followed for the Niners, like I was a big Brent Jones fan, and, you know, you had him and Jay Novacek back in the early 90s, and they were excellent receiving tight ends. So, yeah, it's nothing new. It's just, you know, guys get bigger, stronger, and faster is all.
And as a tight end, you've got to really like to see the tight end becoming, and certainly in this Benedictine offense this year, the tight end is a bigger part of that receiving core. So that's got to make you feel kind of good to know that it's that trend is back again.
Yeah, no, it really is nice to see. And I was able to get back for a game here a few weeks ago, and it is nice to see that. And yeah, I love to obviously watch the end of the line of scrimmage to see what's going on in the game.
Tell me about who your quarterbacks were. Who are the guys putting the ball in your hands?
Well, we had a pretty good Nebraska crew when I was there. The quarterback was Dan Van Ann, and we had two more Dans from Nebraska, pretty much the Omaha area, Dan Rue and Dan Kinney. And then Dan Van Ann left after our sophomore year, and then so we had Billy Lindquist my junior and senior year.
Dan Van Ann, number 14, he went on because he changed schools because of his major and his, you know, down the road life, which has worked very well for him. But he was a fabulous quarterback. Love to watch him throw the football, and I'm sure you like seeing him throw the football too.
Oh yeah. Now we you know, that was quite a move, you know, some foresight on his part to, you know, I think he left after our undefeated season, to, you know, further his education somewhere else. But yeah, he was really missed.
Now, you talk about undefeated season. We need to talk a little bit about Benedictine playoff football, because you have been a certainly a part of that. Again, you were classes graduating, what, 96, right? 93 through 6?
Yep.
Okay. So you talk about that undefeated season. People talk about Raven undefeated seasons, and they think of, you know, the 92s and some of those, but we don't get maybe enough credit for this 96 season, the 95 and 96 seasons, because you guys were fantastic. And again, in that 95 season, not only Heart of America Athletic Conference champions, 9-0, but then, you know, you went on to, you know, the national championship in a first round game here in town.
Yeah, no, and that was, you know, a heartbreaking loss. Yeah, just not a good way to end the season, but, you know, it's hard to win when you're going up some other great teams. So
yeah, well, tell me a little bit. Just because they tell me a little bit about that year, because also fans seem to think, you know, at that far back that, you know, the games were all, you know, 10-7 or 6-0. But at that point in time, Benedictine, you were scoring 43, 56, 41, 56, 43. You know, you're in the upper 20s and mid 50s every week. That offense could put points on the board.
Yeah, no, we had a great offensive line and some really good skill positions. And, you know, the defense and special teams, you know, contributed a lot also. So, I mean, when you're working with all three facets of the game, you can put up a lot of points.
Tell me about some of your teammates from that team. Any particular guys that you remember, you know, whether fellow offensive linemen, running backs, D guys, you know, any of them, you know, that kind of stand out that you say, yeah, that was a great guy or a great football player, or both?
Oh, I mean, there's so many great players that came through and that I got to play with, you know, some really good running backs and fullbacks, offensive. I mean, I just can't name a few names because there's so many.
And again, the defense also outstanding, because they were holding teams to, you know, 6-8. Held William Jewell, beat them, Jewell, 43-8 to start that season. How early in that year did you know you were going to be really good? I mean, you get that big win against a always good Jewell team. Did you know right then this was a special team?
Yeah, you know, I think every year under Coach Wilcox and staff, I mean, you felt like you were going to have a great year. But you were always so well prepared and ready to go. You know, they really just had a machine going. So, I mean, I guess, you know, it wasn't just that one win, but it was all the hard work and all the things that we did that led up to the season that, you know, you have the feeling you're going to be good from just even the previous years, and it just keeps going, you know.
And then in your senior year, the 96 year, Ravens turn right around and have another fantastic season, another NAIA appearance. That time, we had a tough draw as went over to Lambeau over in Tennessee and played the number 3 team in the country, and Ravens represented themselves very well. But that Tennessee trip was against a great team and ended another fantastic senior season.
Yeah, no, and then we just sort of ran into a buzzsaw there. I mean, it's a really good opponent, and, you know, you look back on it and wish you had more success in the playoffs. You know, if there was anything I could change about my career is that, you know, I wish we had gotten past a few of those first-round playoff games, but, you know, it is what it is. So.
And you played such good teams. I mean, at that time, you were playing teams like Evangel. They were, you know, number 10, 11 in the country. You're playing a nationally ranked Graceland team. You played Mid-America. They were nationally ranked. I mean, this conference was
Baker,
great.
Yep.
year in and year out.
Baker was always in there.
Yep, absolutely. So you guys had to really be battling. I mean, every week getting ready for another who's going to be a really, really good opponent.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, Coach Wilcox and staff always had a good game plan, and, you know, we scripted all our initial plays, and, you know, it was always really well prepared.
Okay, tell me, you talked about the scripting. Were the first, what, 5 plays, 10 plays? I mean, was there, how far down the line did you have those predetermined plays?
I can't remember if there, I know the whole first series was scripted, but I don't remember if there was like a set number of plays, but yeah, the first several plays of a game we knew what we were running.
And of course, you know, you guys worked on those and you wanted to jump out and have that big first leap on that opponent and scripted him to work on that, I'm sure.
Yep. For sure.
So now, people may not realize that I'm imposing on you at home here this evening as we're putting this together. And you know, you have moved from the Midwest. A lot of guys have gone East Coast, but you, Dan, have gone West Coast. Kind of update us with what kind of things you do, what your career is today.
Yeah, so when I got married, my wife's family lived out here on the West Coast, so that's sort of what got me away from the heartland. I sure do miss the Midwest and the weather changes there and things of that nature. But yeah, I've done a few different things throughout the years, but I'm in sales for a large company here in Northern California right now and doing pretty well.
You probably don't miss, you know, the overcoats and the galoshes too much though.
No, I can. I do not miss ice scrapers or negative degree weather.
You got
not at all.
You got any youngsters?
I've got 3 kids. My oldest just left for college this fall, and then I've got a 16-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son.
Awesome. Athletes? Any?
Not football, but yeah.
Okay. No, it doesn't have to be football.
I've got a water polo player and a year-round swimmer.
Now, the old joke with water polo is, how do you keep the horse from drowning? But that's not the same at all.
This is my first go-around with water polo. It's been pretty interesting. It's a pretty vicious sport.
And I would think that having to be a bit of a chip off the old block, you've got to be very athletic to be in the water all that time. I mean, the resistance, the work, I mean, the physical requirements of that have got to be just crazy.
Yeah, no, and very often both of your hands are out of the water, so you're only using your legs, you know, so it's crazy.
Benedictine doing well, certainly with recruiting and bringing in, you know, athletes and bringing in a ton of students. And, you know, with that in mind, a lot of them, and you got to get back here. You got to see what the campus looks like. Had you been back very recently prior to your getting back earlier this year?
I had seen the new stadium before, but, yeah, the growth with the campus and the student population is just amazing.
Now, were you a Newman resident?
I was.
I figured it. You probably were a Newman guy. I get that. Most of them were. And you know, let's say there's a young person, and you said you've just got your eldest has gone on to college. They're going to look at you and say, "Hey, you know, you've been through college. You've got a career, and things are going well." What kind of advice would you give a young person who's getting ready to go to school? Maybe going to be an athlete, but not necessarily so. Reflecting on what you have learned and what you've been able to take away, what kind of advice might you share?
You know, it's funny because my son asked me that before he left. He said, "Dad, do you have any advice for me?" And I gave him probably different advice than I'd give anyone else, but I guess just, you know, really just follow your gut instinct, and, you know, I think ultimately you're going to land where God wants you to be.
Dan, I really appreciate your time. Dan Neal, former member of the Benedictine football team, class of 96. You had a great career at BC, both, I know, academically and athletically, and we appreciate your taking some time. Hope that things continue to go well for you and your family. Dan, go Ravens!
Go Ravens. Thanks so much, Tom.
The second half is moments away. Thanks for listening to this week's Raven Fan Feature on the Taco John's Halftime Show.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where a huge throng of fans on Family Weekend are right now really elated as their Ravens are in front at halftime, 27-10. Over a very good Culver Stockton Wildcat team. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio this afternoon, part of the team that makes it all happen. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts, and Ravens warming up. Culver Stockton has come out even more quickly than Benedictine. For Culver Stockton, they're going to get the ball to begin the second half. Ravens won the initial flip of the coin, elected to take the football, and Culver Stockton, Gus, you talked about it, and I think are spot on. Wildcats do not have a possession to waste in the second half. They need to take this ball. If they're going to get back in this game, put some points on the board with that first possession.
Right. In the first half, Culver Stockton had basically four possessions. That fifth one ended in the end of the half. So they have four possessions. You're down three scores. So you've got to score on every possession in the second half. And your defense has to stiffen up a little bit. A defense that gave up 313 yards in the first half. Right now, the Benedictine defense, if you flip the script, we talked about it in our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game, that the defense had to step up and not allow quarterback James Orendorf a lot of time in the pocket. They've got to get after him, got to get him uncomfortable. And I think the Ravens did just that in the first half, holding Culver to only 208 yards. And you say only, well, 208 yards for this offense isn't much, and 10 points is way off where they would like to be.
Benedictine set to put a toe to the football. Culver Stockton with their kick return unit on the field. Ravens are going to go from left to right across the dial here in the third quarter. Cullen Bruner advances on the ball and boots it away. In over end, angles to the far side. It'll be taken to the 5-yard line by Antonius Hurd. Up he comes down the hash marks, crossing the 30, 32. The ball pops loose. It's on the ground. The Ravens believe they have recovered it. And the officials say it is Benedictine football. Ravens kick coverage team and special teams coming through to start the second half.
Wow, what a job right there for Benedictine. And getting down there on the football, it's going to be the freshman, Jackson Hoskins, the cornerback out of Blue Valley West, recovers the football, and as quickly as that, the Ravens will start the second half with the football at the Culver Stockton 32.
First and 10, Benedictine. Ravens right back out there. Quarterback, Garrett Kittle, had a fantastic first half. Takes a snap, wraps around, nope, pulls it back, keeps it, cuts to the right side, 35, and gives himself up at the 30-yard line. He says, you know what, give me 2 yards, don't hit me, I'll be back for another snap.
They're going to say he actually started his slide back at the 31. So, gain of a yard, let's call it second and 9 right there for the Raven offense.
BC will take his time in coming out over the football. We are a half a minute into the second half, and Culver Stockton had a turnover forced by that Raven kick coverage unit. Back deep, Rayshon Mills, several yards deep. The quarterback, who's under center, handoff Rayshon, goes to the 30, puts his head down as he goes off right tackle, head of the line of scrimmage, and then bulldog down to the 27-yard line. He'll pick up about 4 on the carry, and Eric Nix with a stop over there for CSC. Third down, 5, Ravens. 27-10, Benedictine in front. Gus, I alluded earlier to something, and I think that we had a point of conversation. I felt like the playoffs for the Ravens have begun, because even though this is not a divisional game and you win your division to get a postseason berth, but you also have to be in the top 25. And the Ravens right now, not even receiving votes, need to win. They just need to win. Here's a pass thrown away by Kettle as he's under pressure on the 3rd and 5.
So with the incomplete pass, the Ravens now fall to, what, four of nine on third down possessions, and now they've got a decision to make with this fourth down. But, again, you got to leave the offense out. It's less of a decision because it's way too far for your field goal. You're looking at a, what, 27, 37, 44-yard field goal?
Yeah.
Give or take.
Reed Levi's going to come out. It'll be Harry O'Neill, the Rockhurst High School grad, coming in. Benedictine, fourth down, five. Rayshon out of the backfield. QB's back. Throws one under duress and right through the hands of O'Neill. I think I might have been a little behind him, but still, a catchable football. And you heard the groan from the crowd as Benedictine will go four and out and get the football back to Culver Stockton. That said, BC is still not punted yet today. It's first and ten.
But with that, they broke a string of four consecutive touchdowns.
13.5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens back out on defense, leading at 27-10. Culver Stockton in those traveling white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants with blue helmets lettering and trim. Actually, blue lettering and helmets and silver numerals that are impossible to read. Quarterback is going to hand off a straight ahead run and look at him go to 35, 45, 50-yard line. Just carrying would-be tacklers downfield. Tremendous run by Jordan Grant.
Finally coming over to make the stop for the Ravens is going to be Tyler Tierney, but not before Grant able to take it into Raven territory. Might as well shut this thing down.
Is it off? That's unfortunate. 13-13 and rolling along. Culver Stockton's offense has come out with a bit of a head of steam here to begin the second half. Now the handoff and dropped for a loss is going to be Jordan Grant. The same Jordan Grant that ran the last time and picked up over 20 yards is going to be pulled down to the backfield by Isaac Anderson, the Raven DT.
Yeah, Isaac Anderson doing a great job getting into the backfield, making the hit on that play. And for Culver Stockton, they're backed up, looking at a second and 14, 12:45 left here in the third quarter of play. Wildcats with the football, trailing by 17.
Chase Orndorff, quarterback, trips to the right side on the second down long. He's going to hand off, sweep into the left side, getting to the 50, into Raven territory, down to the 47 again. Is going to go Grant out of St. Mary's High School in St. Louis, Missouri. He'll pick up about 4 yards to get close to the original line of scrimmage. It's Josh Morris for Benedictine. With that tackle on the outside, leaving Culver Stockton looking at a third and 10. Gus, CSC, they're third and 10, just across midfield. Are they in four down territory, trailing it here by 17.
Sure.
Again, possessions have been hard to come by. Orndorff waits the snap, back, looking over the middle, has his man tipped and caught. It's down to the 15-yard line. The defender got a hand on it, batted it away, but the receiver, a fantastic job of maintaining focus and concentration, able to come down with the catch, Slayton Ochoa. It's all the way down to the Raven 15-yard line. Big, big play.
Slayton Ochoa has had a definite Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde day.
Orndorff is back. Fade pattern into the end zone. Touchdown. Culver Stockton to the Wildcats. Come out of the gate in the second half fast, and they have cut the Benedictine lead out of 27-16.
That time the catch over on the far sideline by Mateen Johnson. It'll be his fifth touchdown reception of the season.
The PAT coming up. And in for the kick is going to be Valesco. Holder is Max Blaschke. Jamie Schumach, the long snapper. The kick is airborne and good. Time out of the field. Culver Stockton roaring back with 11:34 to go in the third quarter. It is Benedictine 20, Stockton 17.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org
or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Benedictson takes the kick, and it is going to be fielded by BC all the way down at the 3-yard line. They'll come up the right side. Austin Buteau crosses the 15, 20, gets up to 25, 30. A little roar from the crowd as he gets to the 35, and finally, across the 40, pushed out of bounds at the 42. That's a tremendous return by Austin Buteau, and Scott Benedictson beginning its second possession of the second half with really good field position. First and 10. Here's Garrett Killer, quarterback. Motion left, handoff no. Back to throw. Throwing deep. Wanting Trey. Overshoots him at the 20.
And Trey really upset with himself that he wasn't able to track that ball down. It was a nice pass. Maybe needed a little more air under it. But great job by Garrett Kettle getting rid of that football.
The coverage downfield, Gus, is the problem for Culver Stockton. They've got Jamar Bingham down there, and Trey's just been outrunning him all afternoon.
Yeah, Bingham is a great tackler. He's the number two tackler on your team, but it also tells you something if a cornerback is your number two tackler.
Second and 10, Benedictson still at their own 42. QB's back, throws one little flare pass over to the left side. It's going to be losing yardages. That time, Jay Sean made the catch, tried to dance around some defenders. The pursuit was all over him. He's going to lose about 5, and it is now 3rd and 15, and the second half, the Raven offense has been stymied a little bit.
So the Ravens are going to be out there with, at the receiver, it's going to be Buteau, you're going to have Gathright, Hazuga, and over here one-on-one, it's going to be Trey Adger on the right.
Third down, 15. Benedictson really likes this group of receivers they've got out there, and they should. Those are some elite guys. Back to throw. Now, Kettle will step up. He's going to run to the 45, 50. He gets the first down, 45. Look at Garrett go at the 40. Garrett Kettle at the 30. Garrett Kettle at the 20. Garrett's at the 10. Garrett's in the end zone. That's a touchdown, Benedictson. On a 3rd and 15, Garrett Kettle goes 64 yards to the end zone, pushing the Raven lead back to 27-17.
What a job by Garrett Kettle. I really thought he was going to pick up the first down and go into a slide. Then all of a sudden he said, wait a second, I kind of have the angle on everybody. And then angles away from him, gets to the pylon and gets the Ravens a 33-17 lead, pending the PAT. He's got to catch his breath. He's got to hold this PAT.
The defense jumps off. The kick is up and good, but now let's let them sort this out. I'm sure they will assess this a little bit later. We're going to count the point. We're going to take a break. 10:24 to go. It's been an explosive third quarter. Now Benedictson 34, Culver Stockton 14.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Fall Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Benedictson kick is away, and Gus, when things start going well for a team and everybody starts feeling it a little bit, they get a little extra pep in the step, and that kick went 9 yards deep in the end zone and bounced out the back. It'll be Culver Stockton football.
Take a quick look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference today. We've got a game that is just getting started not too long ago, Penn and Central Methodist down in Fayette, but Clark at the start of the third quarter leads Mid-America 24-21. It's Baker leading Graceland 22-0 in the second quarter. Grandview up on Missouri Valley 31-0 just before the break.
I'm going to trade you these as Culver Stockton, because they again now are back in that position of having to score on pretty much every possession for the rest of the game. Quarterback Orndorff is back, chased out of the pocket, being pursued by Isaac Anderson. And the pass downfield is going to be broken up and incomplete. And Isaac Anderson did a great job. And also back there with him, he had other help chasing that QB. Is that Will?
Yep, Will Hurtado, the other guy in there. And Will's a guy who has gotten a lot of run today, right? We've called the freshman out of Omaha quite a bit. And Will, not the biggest guy in the world as a defensive lineman at 6'2", 230, but you know what he is? He's a high motor guy, likes to get after the quarterback.
Wildcats look at today. Second down, 10 of the 25. Orndorff back to throw again. Short drop. Now he's going to step up, runs out of the pocket, falling away, and he just throws this one over to the near sideline. Smart play by an upperclassman quarterback as Dwayne Lacey for BC was all over him. Dwayne, a senior out of DeKalb, Illinois. If it was in Missouri, it would be DeKalb. But if it's in Illinois, it's DeKalb. Third down and a 10. Still to their own 25-yard line for the 4-1 Culver Stockton Wildcats and fifth-season head coach Tom Sally. Motion will go over to the right side for CSC. It will be an apparent passing down with Jordan Grant staying in the backfield. Now he's going to break out as a receiver. Quarterback is going to be hit. The ball pops loose, and are they going to say it is caught? Yeah, the ball is just kind of thrown forward and caught by Slayton Ochoa. He'll gain about 2 yards. It is a fourth and long, and here comes the punting unit for Culver.
Javi Bloomquist, they are in coverage for the Ravens, but give a lot of credit on that play to Solomon Wallet. We talked about Solomon, the 5'9" sophomore outside linebacker at a Lutheran North in St. Louis.
Ravens are going to put Austin Buteau back deep. He'll settle in at the Raven 35-yard line to field this punt. Max Blaschke has not worked real hard today. The punter for Culver. It is his first of the day. Snap is back. Advance on the ball, and the kick is not very good. It is short, in over end, but then it's going to bite, and Austin is just going to get away from it. It is not going to be a deep kick fielded, or down rather, by Culver at the Benedictine 41-yard line. So the Ravens are going to come out of this with just outstanding field position on that about 31 or 2-yard punt by Max Blaschke. Here comes the Benedictine offense. We got a Raven a little slow to get up as he was trying to put a little pressure on down the field. They'll take a moment to attend to him. Gus, it's going to be a chance for me to be reminding our listeners of something here, like the fact that Hamada Wealth Management is able to help you with investments, stock market, plans for retirement, all that and even more. You need to give them a call. Hamada Wealth Management. Their phone number is 928-443-7536. So, Raven kind of coming off gingerly over to the near side.
For the Ravens, it's going to be a sophomore linebacker, Lance McLaughlin, coming off. Got a trainer on under each arm. And for Benedictine, they're going to have the ball for their eighth time today. They're going to be at their own 41-yard line.
You mentioned games going on around the conference. Penn and Central Methodist just now getting underway here a short time ago, but there's still a night game coming up with Peru at Evangel. You said that you're going to want to keep an eye on that when you think that's going to be an interesting game. First and 10, Ravens at their own 41. Garrett Kittle, what a great game he's having today. Here's a handoff into the middle to Rayshon, who will pick up a couple of yards and be pushed back. Brandon Webb for Culver Stockton with a tackle. I mentioned it through the course of the day that Garrett Kittle, who we thought was having a pretty good game last week up in Iowa, well, it turned out he was having a fantastic game. It was better than you even realized at the moment, as he was the Heart of America Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week. And he, I have to think, even though the numbers are not current for us right now, I've got to think his numbers are those kind of numbers again. Second down, 8. Kittle, back to throw, deep drop, pulls it back in, now rolls out, now is throwing under duress, and he will throw it away. a defender right behind him. It's the defensive end, Aubrey Sanders, over there.
Aubrey Sanders is a guy who is one of those high-motor defensive ends for Culver Stockton, but haven't called his name much today. Benedictine's done a great job keeping him at bay, and give a lot of that credit to your left tackle, John Capron.
Wide left, Adger. Slot left, Jay Sean Todd. Right side is going to be Austin Buteau. It is a third down, 8 Benedictine from their own 43. Garrett back, looking, steps up in the pocket. So he's got his man over the middle, and it's over the head of Buteau and incomplete. And here's the thing. Garrett Kettle was just about to be drugged down. Put a little bit extra on that pass, and it was out of reach. Goes incomplete, and the Ravens looking at a fourth down now. How about that? That's a little closer than you thought. Yeah.
That was almost a little jump pass right there by Kettle. Couldn't quite complete it, and so the Ravens will punt the ball away for, yeah, it's their first official punt.
Yeah, I'd say that you'd have to call this the first official punt of the afternoon for Matt Heinrich. Matt's going to settle in around his own 30-yard line. Return man for Culver Stockton back at the Wildcat 20. 8:20 to go in the third quarter, 34-17 Ravens. This kick is high, spiraling. The fair catch is going to be called for and made around the 15-yard line. That was a very nice punt, high, took a lot of hang time, unreturnable. And for Culver Stockton, they got a long field in front of them, 85 yards from the end zone.
So for Culver Stockton, right out of the half, they had a quick score, were able to get themselves on the board, but then a punt in their last possession. So now the offense coming out, needing to generate a little something, trailing in this thing, 34-17. Still a lot of time left, 8:16 left in the third quarter.
Oh, yeah, certainly, but the Raven defense has really settled in and is playing very, very well. Orndorff will bring his wingman to the left side and hand off, straight ahead running. Jordan Grant will get himself spun around and ultimately back downfield for about 3. Joe Burke is there for Benedictine to make the tackle. It'll be the 21-yard line. Making about 4-yard gain. Second down, half a dozen here for Culver Stockton. Culver has lost one game this season, and that was to Baker week one. And since then, they're on a nice little winning streak.
Yeah, and they played Baker really close in that thing, right? They took him all the way down the end and only lost by a score.
QB was going to have the same play, but this time the Ravens had it sniffed out, and a nice job in the backfield for Benedictine by Dwayne Lacy. Put on the big bear hug, and if you've got arms long enough to go around Jordan Grant, you're a pretty good-sized man yourself, and he pulls Grant down for the loss of a yard or two back to the 20. It is a third down, 8 for CSC, as we're down to 7:14 to go, third quarter. Game moving along at a rapid pace right now. The team's running the ball a little bit. Culver running the ball a little bit. The Raven defensive coaches are not happy with the coverage on the far side, but the quarterback is going to throw to the man out of the backfield instead. He'll go to the left side of the ball. Pops loose. Does the Ravens get it back? And they do. Yes. Jackson Hoskins comes up with a loose football, and Culver Stockton does. The Ravens have played great, and Culver has given Benedictine some opportunities which the Ravens have utilized and of which they have taken advantage.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is Benedictine right now is really hitting on all cylinders on offense. We talked about it, that there for a while, what they had 4 consecutive possessions that ended in touchdowns. They had 5 of 6 possessions that ended in touchdowns. So the last thing Culver wanted to do is give them the ball back with a short field.
It is 1st and 10 Ravens. Wraparound head up. Jay Sean out of the backfield, 25-20. Jay Sean runs on his own blocker at the 15, and he is going to fight for additional yardage. He is very close to the first down. It'll be a 2nd and less than 1.
If they're going to mark him inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line, where it will be 2nd and 1 for the offense. Now you're going to see some bigs come in. You're going to see Court Madison coming in. You're also going to see that Harry O'Neill out there for the Ravens.
And Jay Sean will check out it. Rayshon comes back in for Benedictine. Cathright is in. He's very wide to the near side. Benedictine 2nd down 1 at the 15-yard line. Very long count. Quarterback will keep it himself to the 10. 1st down and goal for Benedictine on the wheels of Garrett Kettle.
That time coming up to make the stop right there for Culver Stockton. Number 41, Nolan Dreyer, a junior linebacker with his 6th tackle of the season.
for Benedictine. First and goal. They'll spot the ball at the 8. 6 minutes to go. Third quarter, the Ravens already leading it here 34-17. One more, Gus, would be a final nail. And I know it's the third quarter, but these teams are taking time to score. Here's a little jet sweep left side, and down inches away, going headlong. That was Court Madison. I thought he was going to go in, and the defender got in front of him and was able to stop him just short of the end zone.
It was Jacob ran into Court Madison over there as Jake Athright on the little end-around jet sweep and ran right into his tight end. It'll be second and goal from the 2.
Rayshon is at the backfield. Quarterback Garrett Kettle will hand off, and Rayshon into the pile at the line of scrimmage, leaning. Touchdown, Ravens! Getting it into the end zone, the senior from Gilroy, California, Rayshon Mills. And Benedictine extends its lead now to 40-17.
So a 2-yard touchdown run by Rayshon Mills. That is going to be his first touchdown of the day. And for Benedictine, their second rushing touchdown of the afternoon.
BC again has Cullen Bruner in for the PAT. It is airborne. Man, he gets that thing up in a hurry. It's high. It's good. Time out of the field. With only 5:10 to go in the third quarter, it's now Benedictine 41, Culver Stockton 17.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Today's hit country is KAIR-FM Horton Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Well, it's not Saturday night, but Saturday afternoon, and the Ravens kick is away. It's going to be fielded 5 yards deep in the end zone and brought out by Culver Stockton, and that's a horrible idea as the Raven kick coverage is swift and makes a tackle at the 9-yard line. And now a very late penalty marker comes sailing in at the point of tackle.
Another tackle out there for the Ravens on a kick coverage play. Solomon Wallace doing a great job getting down there. Not really sure what this penalty is. Can I tell you? Typically where that's thrown, it's going to be against the return team for a hold or a block in the back, you would think.
They're talking it over inside the 15-yard line. We're at 5:01 to play here in the third quarter. It's becoming a little more overcast as the cloud cover has increased.
Well, I guess the silver lining to that is half the distance doesn't cost you a whole lot of yardage. They're going to mark this thing down to the 5, so it's really a personal foul, 5-yard penalty.
And for Culver Stockton, who is now trailing 41-17, their work is cut out for them. There is no margin for error. They've got to score on every possession, and they must score quickly on each one to have enough time to come back in this one. Quarterback will move his running back over to his right hand. Back to throw. Steps up in a pocket. Eludes the tackle in the backfield. A pass over the middle is going to be caught to the 25 and up to the 30-yard line. That was nicely done. And tell you what, you got to give quarterback Orndorff a lot of credit as he was able to buy some time, get away from the first defender. Remember, the key always make the first guy miss.
You know, the problem here in the second half for the Ravens, at least, has been that they've had short fields, so they're scoring quickly. In the first half, we saw Culver Stockton with only 4 possessions. This is their 4th possession of the third quarter right now.
First and 10, Culver at their 30. Orndorff again, back to throw. Gets it to a man out of the backfield at the 35, 45, up to the 50-yard line, weaving his way into Raven territory. Markers, 1, 2, 3, 4, over at the point of tackle. Everyone who could see that tackle threw their marker.
I'm not even sure what it is. I'm thinking it's a blindside block because the Ravens have two guys that are down on the end of that play.
And we're going to take a timeout. We're at 4:24 to go in the third quarter here at Atchison. It remains Benedictine 41, Culver Stockton 17.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Kenyon Drayton coming off the field, a little limping, had a muscle tighten up on him over there. They got it stretched out, and Fabian Najinka is into the game for Benedictine in the Ravens secondary. The penalty assessed, Culver at his own 45-yard line, first and 10. The handoff to the running back. He will go into the right side of the line, taking it off the B gap, and picks up three, and still short of the midfield mark, as that's Tyler Danzy back in the game. When you substitute Grant and Danzy back and forth, they are so different players. Grant, the short, stocky one at, 5'7", 8", and nearly 200, and Tyler Danzy, 6'1", or 2", and 185, or 90.
We're going to come back to that last play here after this.
Okay, second down, 7 for Culver at their own 48. Snap back to Orndorff. He's just lobbing one. It's wobbly. He had to have been hit as that was released, and the old wobbly duck pass goes down to the ground incomplete. It'll bring up a third down. Okay, back to that previous play.
Joey Burke getting a little pressure on the quarterback right there. The first down call, I am not a fan of running the ball off tackle. And you're saying, wait, what? After a cornerback goes out of the game with an injury, you bring in a true cornerback or a true freshman as your new cornerback. Like, the very next play, you need to go at that guy. Instead, they ran a handoff off tackle.
Attack the weakest link, or at least the link you don't know enough about.
I was going to say, find out whether this kid's got it or not.
Quarterback is back. He's swamped. He's sacked back at the 36-yard line. How about that Joe Burke back there for the Ravens?
Ravens doing a great job coming through untouched. And now Culver Stockton backed all the way up to their own 36. And they're going to mark it down 37. They're going to bring the punt unit back in.
Because they come off the near side, you had also Isaac Anderson on that play. I got Jalen James coming over. Isaac Anderson is a big guy, 276, but Jalen James looks almost as big as him now because Jalen is really bulked up at 6 foot and right at 230. It's 4:20. Here's the punt. It is away. Turns over. Ravens are going to take it and Buteau will field it at the 32-yard line. Ravens will be there, first and 10, with just inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has really played well this afternoon and so far have really owned the second half. They're in front 41-17.
Well, we talked about it in the third quarter, how many extra possessions that Culver Stockton has had. Right now, Benedictine faced with their longest field possession of the second half. But the four possessions for Culver Stockton here in the third quarter, a touchdown, two punts, and a fumble. So they really haven't done anything with those added possessions.
Here we are, first and 10. Quarterback back to throw again. Garrett, he is going deep, wide open, caught at the 30. The pass was so short that returning around, going back to catch the ball, was Jacob Gathright.
Yeah, Gathright's had a couple of those players, right, where Kettle reaches back, throws it with all he's got, and
Gathright has to come back, wait for it to come down, and make the reception. Harry O'Neill's going to check in. He will replace your other tight end, Reed Levi, also Buteau. So the Ravens are going to send three to the left side with Buteau, O'Neill, Gathright on the right. It's going to be single coverage for Trey Adger.
And for Culver Stockton, they're going to run the old 8-19 defense on this Raven first down. QB's back, fakes the flare to the left side, runs himself to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Leaning, it is he in? They're running to the middle of the field. I thought he had leaped and got the end of the officials. Will say he is inches from the goal line.
But again, all the action flew to the outside. The middle linebacker vacated. He said, I know what this is. It's a swing pass to Jay Sean out in the left flat. He vacates. The middle of the field's wide open. Kettle lowers his shoulder, dives for the end zone, comes up the nose short. It'll be first and goal for the Ravens inside the one.
Love to know how many yards Kettle has today. It is a bunch. First down. The snap back, the handoff, no. The keeper and a tackle for a short loss on the play. Benedictine will be second and goal inside the five.
Nolan Dreher again with the tackle for Culver Stockton. We are under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Benedictine, 41-17 lead here. And for the Ravens, we talked about it. They've been winning games, not gaining any votes, not getting any votes right now. A win against Culver Stockton in impressive fashion could maybe help that. Now we're going to get a timeout on the field. I'm going to keep it here because I expect the Ravens to score soon.
You know, future Big 12 member Cincinnati is leading Notre Dame approaching halftime 17-0. Well, that speaks pretty good to the Big 12, huh?
Yeah, not bad, right?
Can we call them a Big 12 team yet?
Yeah, I would say so.
Pretty close. So here we are. We've again trying to get a little info up. We're going to try to share with you some of the other things going on around the conferences as we are able to do that. There we go. There are a lot of games going on, have gone on around the conference, and we're still at a minute 30 to go here in this one.
We got it.
Quit.
Yeah. Garrett Kettle passing today, 260. Or, sorry, yeah, passing, 260, rushing, a buck 41.
So he's responsible for 400 yards of offense.
Yeah, 401 yards of offense. I would say he's probably on pace for another conference, maybe even national player of the week, with two rushing touchdowns, three passing touchdowns.
Right now he can add to that and pad it a little bit more. It is second and goal, Benedictine. We're going to call it a five-yard line. Kettle, a hard count, takes a snap, going to keep, now makes a pitch, angling over to the end zone, touchdown Ravens, Benedictine and Rayshon Mills from 5 yards out, and BC beginning to pour it on. It is now 47-17 with a minute 26 to play in the third.
So Rayshon with back-to-back touchdown runs, 2 yards on the last possession, 5 yards there, and right now the Raven offense continues to roll up the yardage.
PAT coming from Cullen Bruner. Kettle to hold. It's back. It's down. It's up. It's good. Joseph Abrank, if you'd be so kind, with only a minute 26 to go in the third quarter. It is all Ravens on Family Day. Benedictine 48, Culver Stockton 17.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
stock then with its return team out there. They've been returning everything they can catch, and this one is going to be quite returnable coming from the goal line. Here comes the Wildcats up the right side, crossing the 10, 15, and down to the 16-yard line. Superb kick coverage for Benedictine today, Gus, and that time freshman Caleb Taylor for the Ravens with the stop. There have been a handful of themes. I know you love a theme, okay? You love a pattern. For the Ravens, I'm seeing tons of guys that are making great plays with letters behind their names saying FR.
Yeah. It's kind of been the theme the last couple weeks for this Benedictine team. Last week, Coach Osborne said in the pregame, we're going to play 10 freshmen. Today, we've probably seen more than that because you've had a couple guys, Dominique Stone King, Fabian and Jika, a couple guys just thrust into it due to injuries.
Orndorff is back to throw. Pass batted to the ground and incomplete at the 20-yard line. That was a big-time play, Gus, by our old-time friend Zach Gill's back.
Yeah, it's good to see Zach Gill back. He got injured right before that Peru State game, and so he's missed the last few games. Good to see him back there, and right now looks pretty healthy. And the other thing is, that bye week next week is going to help to get these guys pretty fresh going into the conference portion or divisional portion of the season.
It is a second down call. Another deep drop. Quarterback hit as he releases and throws it away. Incomplete. He was being pushed backward, and Gavin Spangler had a hold of Orndorff back at the goal line when he threw that ball.
So now the Ravens are going to bring Njika back into the ballgame. They're also going to bring in a linebacker, Solomon Wallace. So right now they're going to bring in a lot of cover guys on this third down and basically go to a dime package. And by that we mean six defensive backs.
Bringing out Hurtado, bringing out Lacy, some of the big guys up front, and they're going to cover this pass third down. Or at least they believe it's a pass. Nobody in the backfield with the quarterback, and he's straight back to throw. Chased out of the pocket, running left, now throws, and is juggled. It's incomplete at the 20-yard line. The pass was a little bit high. Isaiah Eppinger, the wide receiver, had it right in front of his face mask, and then starts juggling it and bouncing it, and Zach Gill says, you're not going to hang on to this ball, and he wiped him to the ground.
Zach Gill, the senior out of Blue Valley High School, makes a big hit on the play, and again, for Culver Stockton, we talked about it during the Dairy Queen Grill and Chokies to the game. They come into this ball game averaging a little over 42 points a game. They are explosive on offense. The Raven defense has checked the box of holding them in control, 17 points with a minute left in the third quarter.
The punt coming from CSC. Blaschke at his own five. Block! It's on the ground, and the Ravens are going to pick it up at the six-yard line. Look at that. Special teams play for Benedictine. Jared Heron, another redshirt freshman. We've talked about the young man out of Moberly all afternoon.
What a job right there. The Ravens, you could tell, they were going for the block. Culver Stockton shifted down. They brought in an extra blocker. It didn't matter. The rush came right off the center, and that time Jared Heron, the freshman, able to get the block, and Benedictine was going to have the ball first and goal.
Ravens have had some short fields to work from today, but none shorter than this one. They are first and goal from the six. In the backfield, with the quarterback, Garrett Kettle, is going to be Damon Wiegand. Damon will take the handoff. He's going to be hit. He gets nothing. Just tried to stretch it to the outside. Could never find the edge. It will bring up a second and goal for BC.
Dexter Marsh in on the stop right there for Culver Stockton. Dexter March, a sophomore out of Brent, Alabama. You talk about Culver Stockton, they do well recruiting out of Alabama.
Ravens have had five possessions in the first half. This is their sixth possession of the third quarter. And they're threatening here. Second to goal, 6 yards out. Quarterback Garrett Kettle is back. Looks over the middle, throws into the end zone, stretching it out, and it is a touchdown, and that's not Kettle. That was Luke Laskowski to Reed Levi. The sophomore from Baldwin City, Kansas, connecting with the junior from Rockers High School.
And Luke Laskowski sneaks in there, and as quickly as that, throws a touchdown pass. Last year against Culver Stockton, he was 9 of 14, 107 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So quickly as that, the Ravens put another one on the board, and now Zion Mathis, the center, says, oh, I got to be back out there for
the field goal attempt, and here come the Ravens' PAT.
And Laskowski is also going to stay in the game to hold for the kick. Nice placement. The boot is up. It's through. Another timeout. Another Ravens score. We've only got 15 seconds. We're going to keep it here. Joseph, how about that? Only 15 seconds left in the third quarter. It is a runaway for Benedictine. 55-17. CSC fan beginning to head to the gate, Gus.
Wouldn't you? Right? I mean, for Culver Stockton, it's just not been their day. You look at the quarterback, Jace Orndorff, 17 of 31 for 266, two touchdown interception. Jordan Grant, 15 carries for 69 yards, no rushing touchdown. But the problem is, they're going to look at a handful of things. They're going to look at the fumble on their eighth possession. But for the Ravens, special teams have been okay, right? You've got a blocked field goal and a blocked punt that set up that last touchdown right there.
You got Jaskin Hoskins coming out on kick coverage, another redshirt freshman. Benedictine with a lot of young guys out there, like Hagan Losa, a redshirt freshman out of Texas. And also out there, Kyle Rowland, a redshirt freshman from Francis Howell Central in St. Charles, Missouri. I mean, you go right down this list of guys on kick coverage. There's Drake Prey out there, the sophomore from Tonganoxie. BC set to boot it away, and it'll be the toe of Cullen Bruner to put this thing back in play with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. This kick is high, deep. It will land 3 yards deep in the end zone, and this time the return guy looks at it and says, you just bounce out here. I don't want no part of this. It'll be first and 10, Culver.
But does that also tell you about the mentality of Culver Stockton right
yep.
now? Right? Like, wasn't long ago that they were going back and taking that ball 2, 3, 7 yards deep in the end zone, trying to bring it out. Now they're just like, it'll bounce, and we'll get the ball back somewhere.
Yeah, they're going to have it in a pretty good spot. It'll be first and 10 at the 25-yard line. Time enough probably for, well, certainly for one running play, maybe a couple of pass plays depending on the outcome of the throws. 15 seconds left, third quarter. Long count, QB. Hands off, new running back, tries the right side, hit at the line of scrimmage. That's all she wrote for that play. Jayma James with the tackle. That's all she wrote for the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up. Benedictine running away with it. Ravens 55, Culver Stockton 17.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Doesn't get any better than that. Coming back with Cowbell as we go to the fourth quarter. The Ravens on family weekend with a big lead going to the fourth. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be caught. Culver Stockton picking up a first down across their own 35-yard line and up to the 38. First and 10, CSC. Guess, you know, when you got that pitcher out there and you're going to the seventh inning and nobody's gotten a hit on him yet, or you got that bowler going into the eighth frame and, you know, he's strung strikes from the beginning. You just don't talk about some things. Well, I'm going to be honest. I have not talked about something here today. Here's a pass over the middle. Culver Stockton is going to make a nice catch cutting across the grain, getting across midfield and picking up another first down to the Raven 48-yard line. Haven't mentioned the Raven winning streak against Culver Stockton, okay? I think it's fair that we can finally bring that up, and I can feel okay right now, I think, is that Benedictine has won not only 1 or 2 or 3 or 8 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 25. The Ravens have won 30 in a row over this Culver Stockton team. And I remember Now, it was even before my broadcasting time, but I remember the game, the last game that Culver Stockton won over Benedictine in 1975. In fact, the first two times these two teams played, in 1974 and then again in 1975, Culver Stockton won. The Ravens have won the next 30. Ravens are 30-2 coming in here today against CSC. And head coach Larry Wilcox's term never lost to this ball club. That's just silly. That's just nuts.
There's a handful of teams you can say that about, right?
Yeah, there's a few. That's not easy done. That pass was incomplete at second down 10 for Culver, just across midfield. QB again back. Another deep throw. The defenders are right there for the pick, but it's going to go incomplete. Then the Raven coaching staff wants an offensive pass interference and will not get that call.
Javi Bloomquist was able to tip the ball into the air. Tyler Tierney couldn't quite come away with it, but Isaac Anderson with another big hit on the quarterback. And that time, Jace Orndorff just laid there for a few minutes to collect his thoughts.
At what point does Culver Stockton go ahead and bring in their junior quarterback, who's played a lot, Cody Thorne?
Yeah. Depends. Did he find a jersey that fit today?
Well, he found one that he's wearing, number 18. He's had three numbers this season, and it's all depending on which jersey he feels better in prior to the game. Today he's in 18. Here's a pass over to the left side, and it's way behind his intended receiver down the left side, right at the first down stick. It'll go incomplete. And
that time the Ravens had great pressure on quarterback Jace Orndorff, and it was Jalen James out there along with Solomon Wallace trying to get after the quarterback. I've been really impressed with the way Solomon Wallace has come in today and played. Only a sophomore for Benedictine, and we've talked about him out of Lutheran North High School there in St. Louis.
So Culver Stockton will get it to midfield, but can get no further, and Ravens are going to put their punt return unit on the field. Why does Culver pump this?
I threw my arms up because I'm kind of wondering the same thing.
The ball just across the 50, and their punter, Velasco, at his own 40-yard line. Boteau is back at the Raven 10. The kick is just barely away. Boteau will catch it, elude one guy at the 5, comes up the left side of the 10, darts out of bounds around the 12, 13-yard line, and here will come the Benedictine offense. And there was a big block way out of the field of play by Culver Stockton. The Raven player kind of climbs to his feet and says, what in the world was happening there?
So for Culver Stockton, that is going to be their third punt now of the second half. For Benedictine, they're going to be out there for their 12th possession in the ball game, and they've had six of those here in the second half. And is that going to be Luke?
Let's see. It is. Luke Laskowski is the Raven quarterback here now as we're in the fourth quarter. Single running back to his right hand. We'll pick up who that is here in just a minute. That is going to be
Damon?
Yeah, Damon Wigand. Little run into the left side, and it'll be for short yardage. Ravens are, though, going to be able to keep the ball in the field of play. And, all right, Gus, BC wins its first game of the year. Goes on a little skid with Grandview, and then the debacle at Peru State have since turned it around to now win three in a row. And they go into divisional play beginning with their next game. Here's a handoff straight ahead running. Nicely done by Damon Wigand, the junior out of California. It's going to pick up a first down for BC. First and 10 Ravens at that 28-yard line. So for Benedictine, do the Ravens, after having won, 62-0, 68-7, do they, 68-0, 62-7, and winning today right now 55-17 over a team getting votes in the national poll. Do the Ravens get any attention from the voters? And I only ask that because if they're going to move up and up to have a postseason, they're going to have to.
Yeah, so they're going to have to keep moving up and trying to get the attention. And I think that's why you're at 55 and you're probably not happy with that. You want to get back up into the 60s and win this game pretty handily. And we talked about it on Sportsbook that, again, win and look good doing it. And I think that that's what the Ravens are going to have to do to try to get the attention of some of these pollsters out there. Because, again, you can win the South Division, but you got to be in the top 20 to be able to get that automatic berth to the playoffs.
Harry O'Neill is in. Pete Cadena also in at a receiver spot. Second down, 10 BC at their own 28. Here's a quarterback, or straight ahead ball. The ball pops out of the hands, and Culver's going to score. It was just chucked out of his hands by Luke Laskowski, and Aubrey Sanders, the defensive end, just picks it up, scoops, and scores from about, what, 22 or 3 yards out? And Culver Stockton right back on the board, 55-23, Benedictine. Because you talk about trying to, you know, have an impressive score, now you got to get a couple of more back. That was an unfortunate turnover for Luke Laskowski.
And if you're Culver Stockton, you're going to get this PAT, and right, you're going to kick the onside.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. They trail again 55-23, so down by 32 right now, maybe 31 points. That's still more than 4 touchdowns difference. Trying to get the play clock or the reset out here. Culver Stockton looking for the PAT. It is down, up, and in. Taking a break, Joseph. Here we go at 12 and a half to go in the ballgame. Benedictine 55, Culver 24.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, Benedictine, Gus, thinking like you're thinking, anticipating the onside kick, which does not happen. The boot is away, and it lands 7 or 8 yards deep into the end zone. Caroms out the back end, and the Ravens are going to have their offense 1st and 10 at the 25-yard line. For Benedictine, what they cannot do is, well, they can't do what Culver Stockton's done today, and that's turn it over a lot.
Yeah, Culver Stockton has struggled today. They've got a fumble. What? They've got a fumble, an interception, and right now they've struggled. They also had a blocked field goal, a blocked punt today. So a lot of things have gone against them today. Now, on that kickoff, I get it that Culver was going to kick the ball deep, but Benedictine had only one returner back. Even if you're going to kick it deep, try to kick it away from him and force him to at least go field that thing.
Ravens are going to go tight end on the left side. QB straight back. Laskowski steps up in the pocket, fires one over the middle into traffic, and that should have been picked off. That was a terrible decision by Luke Laskowski, and the Ravens are very, very fortunate.
Yeah, that time Jeremiah Ferguson, the safety over there, was able to cut in front of the pass and had to go off both of his hands and incomplete. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 10. The Ravens going to make a handful of substitutions. Jayshon Todd going to come out into the ballgame. You're going to see Harry O'Neill and Jacob Gathright. So O'Neill and Gathright will be to the left. Reed Levi will be tucked in as your tight end on the right side. Quarterback Luke Laskowski under center. He'll take the snap, handoff, and crushed in the backfield. It was going to be a quick end around to Jake Gathright. And as soon as he got the ball, he got lit up for a loss on the play. It's called a loss of 4. It'll bring up 3rd and 14, and that's not how you drew that one up.
I'm looking at Jacob Gathright. He's out there just kind of, you know, like you've had your puppy in the lake, you know, or in his pond, and he gets up and he kind of shakes the water off himself. He's out there just kind of trying to shake that play off a little bit.
So Gathright will come out. You're also going to see out of the game Harry Balke. Back in will come Gathright, Rayshon. There's a lot of confusion, and Coach Osborne's going to utilize another timeout. Let's take it.
Yeah, you want to keep it here? Or what do you say? No, we're going to give it to Joseph. Joseph, this one's for you, man. Consider it a gift with 11:53 to go in the ballgame. Your score remains Benedictine 55, Culver 24.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Back, Luke Laskowski onto the lob to the right side, makes a very high-risk pitch, but it's going to be taken and advanced up the right side in an excellent effort. Getting upfield for Benedictson, picking up a first down. I tell you what, Gus, that I'm not going to lie, that pitch scared me just a little bit, but Damon Weigand was able to take it, turn the corner, cross the 35-yard line, and the Ravens, first and 10 now, with 11.5 to go in the ballgame, leading it here 55-24. And again, as you mentioned, BC would like to put another couple of scores up.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, they're quickly back up over the football.
Here's Laskowski going deep into double coverage, and the ball's going to be knocked away by the defender. It is incomplete.
You're going to say it's knocked away by the defender. I really think Pete Cadena went up and was able to knock the ball away from the cornerback. There is a marker over there on the far side. And so in the back of your mind, you can say that Laskowski knew it was a free play. That's probably why he aired that thing out. Not so sure.
I hope that's true. I hope that's exactly what happened there. So for Benedictine, for the entire conference, Gus, next week is an open date, and you talked about it a little bit. You know, is that a good thing, bad thing? I think it depends on the particular circumstance of your club and your health and how well you're playing. Here's a handoff on first down and 5 for the Ravens. It's good for 3. Benedictine carrying it up in the hands of Drake Prey up to the 45-yard line, second down 2. I think if you're the Benedictine, you're playing well. You know, I think you're getting healthier by the day, and then you have the day off, and you're probably not real thrilled with that.
Yeah, you're starting to get healthy and starting to get a lot of those athletes back. I mean, we saw Zach Gill back out there today. We're seeing Davion Drayton back today. So right now, Benedictine starting to get healthy. Also, trying to get Peyton Hazuga worked into the offense a little bit.
Drake Prey is going to stay in as the running back, and he will again take this handoff, and he's just going to be thrown to the ground and manhandled for a loss of 5. Shooting through the defensive end, Dexter Marsh out of Alabama. It is a third down, 7 BC.
But look, Jamal Beatty out of Alabama. I mean, there are a lot of Alabama, Florida, Georgia guys peppered across.
Julius Pittman out of Winter Garden, Florida, a West Orange High School athlete. So, yeah, they certainly, Culver Stockton has recruited very well in the Southeast. Got kids out of St. Petersburg. And, again, it always makes me wonder. You know, I'm from a major metroplex, and I find myself in Canton, Missouri. Here's a pass over the middle of the Ravens. It is caught for a first down. That pass was beautiful and laced into the hands of Pete Cadena by Luke Laskowski. Cadena from El Paso with the catch and the carry, and the Ravens move the sticks all the way down to the Culver Stockton. Are they going to be on the 40? You're going to come to the 41-yard line. First and 10.
Well, there's a big body of water that you're on over there in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mississippi, it's a lot like the Atlantic.
Practically the same. Maybe a little sprinkle of salt in the Atlantic. They would be a little different. First and 10. Ravens moving the football. Leading big here in the fourth quarter. Now Laskowski will run. Look at him go. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. What a run, Luke Laskowski, the Baldwin City sophomore. Clock stops. We're at 9:20 to go with the ball game. Ravens lead 55-24. And because that may be the best run I have seen so far in his career from Luke Laskowski. He looked very sharp carrying the ball there.
Yeah, Luke Laskowski is a capable runner, but he's more of a passer, whereas Kettle probably is a little more of a comfortable runner.
First and 10, Benedictine now down to the 17-yard line, threatening in the red zone. In Culver's into the field. Staying in the backfield is going to be Drake Prey. He will take the wraparound handoff. He just runs into a wall. There's nothing there. There's no room. He had no chance. Gus, I would have thought maybe he would have tried to bounce that out or try to redirect something. Don't they say as a running back, as defensive end Sam Bailey makes that tackle, don't they say as a running back, you know, you got to look up and find a hole. Don't just run where the hole is supposed to be. Because as a lineman, if you got the guy up across from you and you're supposed to move him, say, to the right, but he's lined up way to the left, you don't try to get around him and still move him right. You push him left and think that running back is smart enough to find the hole.
Yeah, we'll get a little more in-depth about that whole running process in college right after this play.
Second down, 10 for Benedictine. QB will hand off left side, and again, Prey is going to be stacked up and thrown down. He is going the wrong way. More negative yardage.
That time, Sean Jackson able to make the stop on the play for Culver Stockton. So in high school football, you might have a play that, you know, 34 dive. It's a three back through the four hole, right? And that's where the play is going. But in college, you might call that same play base right. So the handoff is going to go to the running back off the right side. The hole is going to maybe be somewhere around the four gap, but it might be inside a little bit. It might be outside. You're not really running to a true gap. You're more running to an area.
Here's a pass for Benedictine on a third down in double digits. It goes to Drake Prey, and you know what? I think he might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage with that one. So it's going to be fourth and about 10 or 11 for Benedictine. And the Ravens, oh, here comes the field goal unit in, and it will be Cullen Bruner. So Cullen has come in to kick today, Gus, and he's done a really satisfactory job. Long snapper, redshirt freshman Zach Filippi out of Henderson, Nevada. Laskowski is going to be in the hole. Right foot soccer style kick will be spotted at the 25 for a 35-yard effort. It is down. It is up. Plenty high. Plenty long. Right down the middle. Count it. And we're taking a timeout as the Ravens extend their lead. At 6:47 to go in the ballgame, it is now Benedictine 58, Culver Stockton 24.
At Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Oh, here's Cullen Bruner putting it on its way. It'll be taken. Culver Stockton's got at their own 5-yard line. The kickoff return comes up the right side, and it is stopped across the 25-yard line. How about that? Wide receiver Isaiah Eppinger runs into a handful of Ravens coming downfield on that kick coverage unit, and it'll bring up a first and 10. CSC around the 30-yard line, and I'm seeing kind of getting off the bottom of the stack, kind of hobbling over to the near side, but making that stop, because that's old Solomon Wallace over there. Young fellow, again, we've talked about him out of St. Louis Lutheran North. He is a hard worker, and I think he's got a muscle cramp in that left calf that they're stretching out down there. And here's the thing. This is really the first, I think, not hot day that they play. This is the first reasonably cool football weather-ish like day, as we're in the middle 60s today at kickoff. First and 10, CSC at their own 28. Quarterback is back to throw. Phoebe over the middle, caught 45-yard line, and pulled down at the 46. That was nicely done and nicely thrown. And Culver Stockton with a big pickup on their very first play of the series. Tyler Tierney with another Raven tackle. And I continue to be a little surprised to see Jace Orndorff out there for Culver at the quarterback spot. Tyler Danzy is their running back on this series. That's the 46. quarterback, about a seven-step drop, goes left side, has a man wide open, and misses him to the outside. Ravens were closing in defensively. Dominic Stone King saw what was happening, watched that play developing, got over there, and I think had the ball been thrown where the receiver could have caught it, it would have been picked off.
Yeah, and Dominic Stone King is a guy who already has one interception this afternoon. That time he was looking to come up with the second one. The incomplete pass will stop the clock with 6:06 left. Benedictine leading Culver Stockton this afternoon, 58-24.
I'm going to get you to see if you can get any updates on any of our fellow conference teams and how they're going today. Here's a pass coming out of the backfield to the left side. It's going to be good for about 3 yards, just short of midfield for the Wildcats. Pushed out of bounds across the way. And Benedictine will make some defensive adjustments, taking out some of the big guys up front and bringing in some mid-range guys to fill up the middle of the lanes on this third down and 7.
I'm still struggling with the new website.
Yeah, it's a whole new world out there. Here we go, third down 7. Quarterback's back. He's in. He is sacked by Dwayne Lacy. The Raven defensive end gave Chase Orndorff nowhere to be.
Scores around the conference early in the fourth quarter, and by early, we're 4 seconds in. Grandview, 59, Missouri Valley, nothing. At the half, Baker led Graceland 29-0. Mid-America has finally taken a lead at the start of the fourth quarter against Clark. It's Mid-America 42, Clark 31. And with 8 minutes left in the first quarter, Central Methodist leads William Penn 7-0. In Fayette, don't forget the night game, Peru State down at some school that will host Evangel.
There you go. The kick is away. Ravens are going to field it around the 15-yard line, running into his own blocker, dancing around, trying to get to the outside, picking up a nice block on the edge, but there's just nowhere to go. All that running, sideline to sideline, and not 1 yard of advance. However, Benedictine is going to have the football first at 10 at their own 15-yard line. And for the Ravens, you know, you're 4:36 from thinking about next week.
Yeah, after a little bit, it was probably a smart play by Austin Buteau to just duck down and not take a big hit right there. 4:36 left in the ball game. Benedictine up 58-24 and, you know, squarely looking in the face of divisional play coming up in 2 weeks. And when we're back on the 16th, we're going to find ourselves in Fayette.
Not a bad place to go.
It won't be long and you'll be at Puckett Fieldhouse, right?
Yes.
Like, it's all starting to cross over very shortly.
Ravens at their own 15-yard line. And still, it is quarterback Luke Laskowski in the backfield along with him for Benedictine is Drake Prey. Ravens are just going to go straight ahead and for Benedictine, I think the philosophy is rather clear here. You run straight ahead, you let the clock keep going, and as you lead here by some 34 points, you've just got to take 4 minutes off.
You say that yet on this play, you're going to bring in Jacob Gathright and Reed Levi. So you're going to put Gathright out to the right side in the slot.
More Raven trivia. We talked about how long it's been since Benedictine has lost to this team. How long has it been since Benedictine has worn white game pants? Now, this may be minute trivia to some people, but for some folks, Raven fans, it's big. Uh-oh! Pass over the middle, caught 30, 40, 50, 40, 30. Will they get him? They will not. Touchdown, Ravens. That is 85 yards from Luke Laskowski to Reed Levi straight over the middle and straight north.
That is Reed Levi's second touchdown reception of the afternoon, and this time, Luke Laskowski, both of his touchdown passes today have been to Reed Levi. Reed's probably going to go over there and tell Coach Osborne, see, you guys need to throw me the ball a little more.
Yeah, Luke last week was 2 of 2 passing with, 36 yards. Now, today, getting a little more PT, getting a little more yardage, putting a little more on the board. PAT is up and good. Ravens stretching it out. We're taking a break, Joseph. 3:44 to go. What a game for Benedictine. Ravens 65, Culver 24.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
All right.
As the Benedictine kick is away, fielded at the two. Up the right side it comes, and making the right decision, dancing out of bounds at the 20-yard line on the return, Culver Stockton. And the Ravens are going to put the defense out there. That was that Jordan Grant for Culver with that return? No, it's not him.
It's the other number one. Antonius Hurd, the freshman cornerback.
Okay, you know, Gus, that I'm old and sometimes have the old guy filter, so I'm just going to spew something out here. It makes me crazy that all of these teams have duplicate numbers. Not just the visitors. Benedictine has its share of them, too, but they have several. The Ravens have a couple of number ones, a couple of number threes, a couple of number fives, tens. I mean, I can go down the list. And duplicate numbers are a real nightmare. The stat guys, I don't know how they keep track of people. Here's a pass, incomplete.
And especially when the first number one is 5'9", 185. The other number one is 5'10", 180 pounds. So he's 1 inch taller, 5 pounds lighter. And
from where we're sitting,
yeah,
they're identical in size and structure and shape. And so it's not like you've got a 6'5", lanky guy,
right,
and a little bit of a guy. You know, they're just very, very similar. Quarterback is back on the second down 10 for Culver. His pass over the middle is going to be complete, and it will be just short of the first down by perhaps a yard, caught by Isaiah Eppinger out of Rex, Georgia. Caleb Taylor with a Raven coverage. There's another one of those FR guys.
Yeah, Caleb Taylor, a freshman coming in out of Fountain Hills, Arizona, doesn't realize the number he's wearing. That's probably why you give that number to a freshman. That 27?
Oh, I didn't know that. That is a big number to carry. Here's the handoff into the middle of the line and fighting for first down yardage and getting it with very little to spare, but it's going to be a first and 10 for CSC on the wheels of Tyler Danzy.
Give credit on that tackle to Spencer Witt, a senior out of Higginsville, Missouri. Also coming into the game now for Benedictine, we're going to see number 56, a guy we haven't seen much today, and that's Brian Barrera. He's the number 4 tackler on the team coming into today. Hadn't played a whole lot.
Down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds left this afternoon. First to 10, Culver Stockton. Quarterback with a deep drop, looks left, goes left, has a man coming back, drops it as he is hit by Fabian Njika.
Yeah, Fabian, a big, rangy guy out there. They list him at 6 foot, a buck 85, but he's got real long arms. I would say he's probably 6'1", 6'2", and, I mean, just looks the part out there as that cornerback for the Benedictine.
Single man in the backfield. Orndorff has gone all the way as the Wildcat quarterback this afternoon. Second down, 10 at his own 35. Back, now he's going to run with it. Tucks it under, goes feet first, and again, almost submarines a defender. He will pick up 3 or 4, depending on where they say his slide began, and he may have hurt himself on that slide forward. Because there is some art and skill in that, you know, when you give yourself up on those plays as a quarterback and go feet first and then, you know, save from being hit, but I think he hurt himself. See, he's hands on knees out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's that whole...
Look at him. He's limping around.
Got to work on the slide. That time just wasn't pretty.
Nope. And he ultimately only gained 2 yards. It is third down 8. Back to throw. Flares one. Right flat. It will be caught at the 40. Nice downfield blocking by one of the receivers. However, Benedictine still able to make the tackle out of bounds on the near side on Isaiah Eppinger, short of the first down.
Yeah, they're going to call it a 4th and 1. So for Culver Stockton,
they're going to punt this thing.
There's no way they're going to punt this.
Well, the quarterback's leaving. 11 guys are going in and out of the game.
With 90 seconds left, they're going to punt on a fourth and a short yard. Down 65-24. I get it that the score wouldn't make a difference.
You've got Blaschke out there. It is their punter who's back there. I mean, for the world, it looks like they are going to kick it away. It's back, and here's kicking it. Nearly blocked. It is high. It is wobbly, and a fair catch called for and executed perfectly by Austin Buteau. And for Benedictine, 65 seconds, falling on it a couple of times as Javi Blomquist just about got another block kick.
Yeah, Javi, a freshman, but a motor guy out there for the Ravens. And for Benedictine, you feel a lot better about this team today, right?
Oh, yeah. I think as the afternoon has worn on, you felt better and better. And when this game is over, a lot of fans are going to go home and say, you know what? They're going to be all right. All right.
Week two of September, we were looking around and saying, man, there's a little soul searching to be done. But right now, Ravens in three consecutive weeks get into the 60s, scoring 68 against Clark, 62 against Graceland, and now 65 this afternoon against a receiving votes team in the country. It's a big deal.
And with that, your final score this afternoon from Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, Benedictine, 65, Culver Stockton, 24. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. And, Gus, I have to ask you, what is the bigger number, 65 or 31? 65 points for the Ravens today or 31 consecutive victories over Culver Stockton?
Yeah, they both feel good, right? You know, 31 victories in a row against one team is a good thing. And coming into the year, we talked about Culver Stockton. They brought back everybody from last year's team, which was a pretty good team the year before. I mean, this is the team that Culver Stockton has been building for. And today they came into Atchison thinking that here's our chance to really show the conference that we're a team and we've arrived, and it went south pretty quick.
Now, is there a chance? If this was a competition, who is the more proud guy today? Certainly Coach Osborne, proud of his team, the entire team and the team effort. Coach Pops for how that offensive line worked. How about Coach Mike Negus for the way that special teams unit performed today? The entire offense moved the ball. The defense gave up very little. I mean, it was a special day, every facet. If a team plays like this, they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, so for Coach Negus starting off the game, I mean, he was probably popping the Tums a little bit after that missed field goal on possession one. But then after that, things went well, right? You hit a field goal. You blocked a punt, you blocked a field goal, and your special teams really stepped up for you today. I think for the defense, they did pretty well, giving up, what did they really give up, 17 because the one was a scoop and score. That's not a bad outing against a team who averages 40-some points a game. I think for Benedictine, this was a great game. You put a lot of pieces together going into the bye week where you can not only get healthy, but maybe expand your offense and build off of what you want to do. But I'm telling you, Coach Pops' guys up front had a great day. You obviously see that when Kettle throws for 260, doesn't get sacked, and he also runs for a buck 40. I mean, the Raven offense today, what'd they end up? Total yardage, 594.
not a bad day, right? 77 plays, 594. You were averaging 7.7 yards a play, passed for 369, and this afternoon they rushed for 225.
Yeah, you'll take those numbers every day. So Benedictine moves on and advances their record. What are the Ravens now, 4-2? Is that about right?
Yep, 4-2.
They go to 4-2, and we'll have next week off. We'll be back with them 2 weeks from now as they begin divisional play. Certainly want to thank all of our listeners. Want to thank Danny Neal, our halftime guest. Appreciate catching up with him. And thank you for having joined us. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio, Gus Kautz with me here in the booth. Ravens win at 65-24. Tom Kautz saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msCnews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.